High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between your 3-0 Strathaven Panthers and the 2-1 Radnor Red Raiders.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. PNC Bank Branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Three and O, your Panthers. It's been quite a while since they've started 3-0, since 2011. It's been since 2005 since they started 4-0. But here they are, the Panthers on the road tonight at Radnor, looking to do just that against a Radnor team, well, that has been awfully strong over the last 12 months, and it's been building for quite a while. Head coach Tom Ryan has built this program a little bit better, and culminating last year with a terrific 9-3 record, their first ever playoff win, and certainly a good run into the second round of the District 1 playoffs. Well, 24 seniors from Radnor graduated from last year's team, but here they are at 2-1 and feeling like they themselves should be 3-0 after a heartbreaking last-second loss to Springfield a week ago. The Red Raiders looking to bounce back tonight in week 4 of the high school season right here on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody, from a clear and breezy stadium here at Provost Field at Radnor High School in Radnor. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, and the field in front of us is, we have the cheerleaders waiting for the players. Both bands are joining us. The Panther Pack starting to fill in as well for the student section on a beautiful night for football. Certainly better than last week's rain and wind. Just a little bit of a breeze going east to west here tonight, but in the meantime, we are looking forward to some terrific football. And the last 2 years, we've had one-score games. Last trip here for Strathaven, a 21-14 win, where, frankly, they ran out the clock for the last seven-plus minutes to just stall out the game. And last season, Radnor came into George L. King and pulls off a 23-21 squeaker. Lots of mistakes for Haven in that game. They felt like they could have or should have won that one. And some of these this year's Strathaven seniors looking for a bit of revenge tonight. But Mike Mayer joining us as always. Been busy on the stat sheet and a whole lot more. And talk about those stats for the first 3 weeks. The Panthers have lit it up on offense, and the defense has been stingy as well.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, talk about the weather for last week. That's one thing. But, boy, you can't argue about the game quality relative to the dominance that the Panthers showed. And that was their first real strong test. Ridley's got a good team. It may not be one of the exceptional teams. But really, you know, exceptional teams are getting more and more rare as parity is being sought, as things are done to make it so. And Haven's been on the wrong side of a few of those exchanges, certainly without beating Ridley for 15 years. That was that's certainly a factor. But I think, you know, the fact that, you know, we come into the contest with Radnor, which years and years ago was kind of a gimme when Haven was hot. Then it became a competitive contest. And, of course, Haven had a habit in the last few years of not being able to pull out the tight games. They just couldn't seem to finish. It was very frustrating for the coaches, very frustrating, obviously, for the players and parents, and frustrating for us, although, you know, we're here to broadcast it, so we'll broadcast here no matter what the situation is. But it's difficult to watch. You know these kids. You see them at school. You meet with them, and to know you're that close and not be able to pull it out and to have a consistent problem with that. But we think those things are behind us. We're hoping so. This is a big senior class. This is a lot of talented kids. We have a lot of speed. This is really kind of the makeup physically of what people designed a wing tee for. And we haven't had that type of a talent for many years now. And we've got it now, and I think you've got the right guy in Coach Clancy to make it all work.
making it all work. And you can hear in the background, the Panthers have made their way onto the field. The 12th man, of course, is here. That's the marching unit, 420-plus strong here once again. But the Panthers in their road whites tonight. White jerseys, black numerals, black pants, and the silver helmets. And you mentioned Coach Clancy. He's making his way to the sideline as well. 308 career wins, 241 of them at Strathaven. So certainly, again, just a terrific, terrific effort here for the Panthers over a long period of time. But go ahead, Mike.
This is a little bit weird of a setup for people. It sounds like we are on the home side, and it feels like it. The press booth and the visitor side is on the same side of the booth. The home booth, the home side is where the school is, which is on the other side. So it's going to sound like we're at home. We're right. Really not. it's a great facility. I mean, Radnor's got a beautiful school, and they've got a beautiful facility here, and they give us kind of carte blanche. We're set up here with, you know, everything we need and space, and it's a wonderful way for us to work because sometimes we're in such small booths that, you know, we come out with aches and pains and just trying to squeeze in with each other. But in any event, so I just wanted everybody to know that, you know, they may listen if they're regulars and say, it sounds like they're right next to the band. Well, we are.
Right, we are.
Our field mic is good, but it's not right. That good.
That's
so.
Right. But Radnor, hey, 2-1, and again, I mentioned in the opening, 10-7. They lost a heartbreaker last week. They led for all but the final 3 minutes of last week's game with Springfield. Led 7-0. Really for the entirety, but again, on a difficult night to pass the ball, you have a pass-happy type offense. They just could not make enough connections to punch it in more than once, and in fact, their only touchdown last week was on a punt block and return. So the offense kept out of the end zone a week ago, and Springfield capitalized with an interception return for a touchdown to tie it, and then a field goal on essentially the final play from scrimmage with 4 seconds left, a 40-yarder after converting a 3rd-and-10, a big quarterback scramble set it up, and Radnor was just, again, sort of a heartbreak and shock right here on this field 7 days ago. So they are looking to bounce back under head coach Tom Ryan. Again, we mentioned 9-3 last year, 6-6 in 2017, 5-7 before that, 7-4 in 2015. But again, it certainly built up. There were a lot of years where Radnor was, in kind of your 1-2-3 win type circumstance. They are every much and every bit as competitive as they've been in a long time. Strathaven 31-6 all time, and like I said earlier, they've split each of the last 2 years, but both have been one score games, and we're looking for another tight one tonight. But they, like I said, pass happy offense. Sam Dallella, first year starter, did see a little bit of action last year at quarterback, but at the moment he's leading Delaware County in passing yardage with 567 yards through his first 3 games. Was 11 for 13 for 275 against Harrington, 200 yards against Chichester in the opener. So has really a lot of four wide out formations. He's got 4 or 5 different receivers that he'll throw to regularly, and then, you know, a very good halfback, third year starting now. Taylor Margolis is getting a lot of looks from the Ivy League. So you'll hear his name called on offense, carrying it, catching it a little bit, but certainly second team all Delco at inside linebacker. So 26 in red tonight will be a guy that that the Panthers have to pay attention to.
No doubt about it. Look, Panthers are going to come in. They've been able to stymie offenses. They played extremely aggressively on defense. They have quick backs on offense. They have good blocking, line blocking. I mean, this could be a shootout, in fact. I mean, this could be a situation where Haven takes 6, 7, 8, 9 players, plays to get down in the end zone, and Radnor turn around and throw 3 passes and be in the end zone. So this could go back and forth like that, or it could be a dominating performance by the Panthers where they just basically shut down the running game, prevent the pass from really occurring, do a lot of interceptions. It could go either way. I think both teams are kind of unknown when it comes to this kind of playing. So we'll see what they're successful at. Radnor, of course, knows what Haven's strength is. They're going to have to pass block well, prevent the rush. Obviously, Haven's going to be looking to do a lot of blitzing and stuff to try to upset the quarterback's rhythm and his ability to see the field. And then, of course, our cornerbacks and safeties will have ultimate responsibility. I don't know how soft they're going to be able to play these guys because the quarterback is good enough to where you give this guy 3 or 4 steps, he'll hit him.
Yep.
And so we'll see how tight they're going to play it. And I think it's going to be a good game. I suspect that if there's any kind of lopsidedness, it may occur towards the end of the first half, beginning of the second. But it would not surprise me if this thing becomes a 1-touchdown score at the end of the night.
Strathaven offense, of course, has been on a roll as well, averaging almost 10 yards per carry coming into tonight. That's per carry. So you've got four guys, Prochniak, Pio. Well, those first two are amongst the top four in Delaware County in rushing yards, Prochniak and Pio, even with limited carries. Prochniak averaging 13 yards a rush, Pio with 14. You mix in Evan Blake at 10 yards a carry. He's over 100 yards. Jarris Adams averaging 9.7, and he's scored in every game.
Yep.
So, again, you've got four guys carrying it. The offensive line's been tremendous, and Radnor has made their way onto the far sideline. They are in all black tonight with white numerals, black helmets with the white R.
And the numerals are easy to see.
Yes, terrific for us.
Yep.
So the captain's meeting at midfield. Taylor Margolis, we mentioned him, inside linebacker for Radnor. He's joined by Brendan Serbeck, a wide receiver and corner. Number 20 is your quarterback, Sam Dallal, and number 64, just in his second year of football. But Pat Pajukas was, again, voted by his teammates as captain. Big 64, he'll be at nose guard and guard on the offensive line tonight. For the Panthers, captains at midfield, John Wilson, John Prochniak, Mike Golay, and Sam Burke. So,
again, we've hardly mentioned Prochniak. He has been an unbelievable star.
It's one of these where you don't want to say too much. You don't want to jinx anything because the guy's got 9 touchdowns in 3 games. And, again, just it's becoming what we thought would be a well-kept secret. It's not so secret anymore. But, again, the players shake hands at midfield here. The Panthers will receive the opening kickoff after Radnor deferred. Panthers will move west to east. That's left to right in front of us when we come back for the tail end of the national anthem, the opening kickoff, and one more promo before we get started on week 4 here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs. Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
That's the Radnor Raiders marching unit playing the Star-Spangled Banner tonight. Thanks again to everybody listening at home, live or on the archive, joined at halftime tonight by Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman. They're helping with the stats and spotting. We'll also be joined by John Brathwaite, the voice, the PA voice of the Raiders, for an interview at halftime. Thanks again to all of our friends on Twitter updating scores from around District 1 and District 12. We keep you updated as we go. And to all of our sponsors, thank you so much for helping out there. And keeping us on the air every week. And again, while we're thinking of sponsors and just some local stuff in the Swarthmore area, the Swarthmore Players Club, they've got some shows coming up. Mamma Mia this weekend, and then Annie starts later this month, the weekend before Thanksgiving. They'll start opening weekend. We may be right in the middle of a playoff run, Mike, so we hope.
The thing is, do we know anybody that's going to be in that show?
Well, there might be. There's somebody listening at home right now. She's Annie, and she actually happens to be my daughter. So we'll try to keep you posted in the weeks ahead. But in the meantime, we are ready to go. Lindgren lets it go. A squib kick. It's picked up by Evan Blake. Up the right hash mark. Steps away from him at the 40. Blake right to his left. Still on his feet across the 45 and out near midfield before Radnor wraps him up. But very good field position here for the Panthers to start. They'll be led by quarterback Jack Ryder. He'll be under center when they break the huddle with John Prochniak, Ebo Pio, and Evan Blake behind him as the running backs. John Wilson's your tight end. Chris Willett, the split end. And we'll see Mike Golay over the ball at center. Jack Henry, Alex Shahadi, Matt Dowdy, and Sam Burke lead the way on the offensive line, and boy, have they led the way.
I would not have kicked it to Blake. I'll tell you that. I was going to do an onside kick because what the attempt was at the wrong man to kick it to.
From the 48, two tight end set. Wilson to the right, Wing T behind Ryder, who turns and gives to Ebo Pio on first down. He cuts up the middle, shuffles his way across the midfield stripe, and picks up about 4 yards to the 48-yard line. Ryder defense tonight includes a couple of substitutions up front. Lyle Ruddy and Jeremiah Hall, a couple of big guys up front to try to deal with this two tight end wing T set, joined by Pat Bajukas at the nose guard. Phil Gaddy, an outside linebacker. Damian Falcone and Taylor Margulis on the inside. Scott Belleville, the other outside backer. Serbeck, Nixon, Stanley, and Williams are your secondary. On second down at about six. Again, two tight end set. It'll be Prochniak off the left side, and he's got nice closing speed there for the Radnor defense there. Looked like a big hole there momentarily for Prochniak, but he'll get the Radnor 45. It'll bring up third down in about three. So, boy, I was ready to have him explode into the secondary there. But again, Panthers get third, you know, three, four at a time. This is how they'd like to do it.
As my coach used to say, three and a half, three and a half, three and a half, first down.
They set up on third down here. Prochniak, tight end. I'm sorry, Christian Mazur now, tight end to the left. To the right is Wilson. Ryder turns. Quick hitter to Prochniak, is going to push the pile for a couple, maybe. He's still going to be shy of the first down.
Yeah, they're probably in fourth down. They're the 43.
Fourth and one. Yep. 2 yards there. Fourth and a yard.
At the 43.
And, Bajukas will stay in the game, and as he should, because the Radnor defense is going to have to deal with the Panther offense for one more play.
This is a great place to try to draw him off sides right here.
He'll
Let's
snap.
See they do a hard count.
Just inside the left hash. Panthers moving left to right. Opening drive of the game. Fourth and about a yard. Golay over the football. Ryder under center. Fourth and a yard. It's Ryder. Turns. Play fake and give on the sweep. Here is P.O. He's got a lot of running room. And into the secondary he goes. Cuts back to his left. Still on his feet. Still on his feet. Gives some ground. And back to the 35-yard line. So P.O. cuts it back for a gain of eight. Could have had more. But again, hey, Panthers will take it and a fresh set of downs.
Yeah, the purpose is to get the two. After that, it's all gravy.
9:46 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. First big play of the game there. Fourth and one. Panthers convert. They're three out of four on the season now on fourth down. And they go tight end to the left with Wilson, Mazur to the right. On first down, motion man was Blake. Back to pass is Ryder. Has time. Looks. Fires to the flat. It is incomplete at the feet of Evan Blake, and it'll be the first incompletion of the season for Ryder.
Yeah, that was in the ground, and Blake was pretty well covered. There were three defenders there, yep. So if he'd even caught it, it wasn't really going anywhere. Probably better for the incomplete.
Yep. Second down and 10 upcoming, and Panthers just a little slow developing play there. And brings up second and 10 again from the left hash. Panthers with two tight ends.
That's his first incomplete of the season.
Yes. 4 for 5 on the year now. 0 for 1 tonight. Radnor shows blitz, and they give it to Prochniak, and they catch him on that blitz. Just outnumbered everybody, and they're going to lose a couple here. Nothing going there, and it'll stop him back at the 38-yard line. Brings up third down and about 12 now. So Panther offense with some early difficulties. 3 carries for 3 yards for Prochniak. Willette checks in. Aiden Prochniak checks. I'm sorry, Mazur checks out as the tight end. Still 4 down territory in all likelihood, unless you go backwards here. So P.O. to the wing, to the right. Chris Willette, split end to the right as well. Ryder under center on 3rd and 12. Has time, looking, has time, fires complete to P.O. Incomplete. P.O. had it right in his hands. Was on his way to a first down there, but could not squeeze it. And the punt team comes on. Well, some mistakes early for the Panthers,
yep.
And that's the way it goes sometimes. So, on to punt it is the ever-busy Emmett Young. He of 2 goals and an assist in the soccer game yesterday. Played soccer again this afternoon. Got here about 6:40 tonight, about 20 minutes before kickoff. And now he stands in punt formation. So, Young awaits the snap at midfield. Waiting for the return, Jameer Dixon at his 10-yard line, along with Serbeck. high spiral. This will be taking a hop, and it takes a Radnor bounce. Strathaven will down at about the 20-yard line. So just 18 on the punt. Terrific hang time, but, again, tough bounce there for the Panthers, and their defense will get on the field here to deal with a Radnor offense led by Sam DeLella. Taylor Margolis is your halfback. We'll see a little bit of Scott Belleville as well. Jameer Dixon, Brendan Serbeck, Reese Evans, and Mark McKeon are the four wideouts, and we'll see Cameron Williams at tight end from time to time. Duncan McDermott, Nick Hart, Pat Pajukas, Peter Dustin, and Lincoln Twett, they are your down five. All right, here we go. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Belleville is the halfback on the right hip of DeLella, who's in the gun on first and 10 from the 20. They give it to Belleville up the middle. He goes for a couple, not much else. Good work there for the Panther defense, reacting well. Maybe two as Sam Burke makes the stop. And Burke, one of your down linemen tonight, joined by Matt Dowdy as a tackle. Christian Mazur and Aiden Prochniak are your ends. John Prochniak and John Wilson, the inside backers. Evan Blake on the outside. Matt Schuler is the whip. And the corners, Chase Barlow and Jarris Adams. Ebo Pio is your free safety. On second down and eight, DeLella takes the snap. Back, looking to his left. Fires a slant. He has a man open in and out of the hands. Evans drops the ball right at the spot where Pio got it. Or dropped one 30 seconds ago. So incomplete it goes as Evans.
Marked that as the Bermuda Triangle for passes.
That's a shame for Radnor as Evans had himself a first down and then some.
Oh, yeah, he was open.
So we'll see Radnor if they follow suit of the last couple weeks. We'll see a lot of slants. We'll see a lot of work up the middle and the hash marks. DeLella, when he has time, he's got a terrific arm. So the Panthers are going to need a pass rush here to slow things down. All right, third down and eight. Opening possession here for Radnor. Back to pass is DeLella. Looking up the hash mark as it's in and out of the hands of Dixon. Nearly intercepted by John Prochniak. And fourth and eight upcoming. And everybody has the dropsies so far.
Yeah.
So
they're not used to playing when it's not raining out.
That's right. Well, three and out goes Radnor. And on to punt it is number five, Reese Evans. He'll wait the snap just outside his five-yard line. Chris Ouellette and Ebo Pio await at the Haven 45. Snap is a good one. No pressure and a good kick from Evans. Going to come to Pio, who makes a catch at his own 46 with a little bit of running room at the midfield stripe. Cuts upfield and up the right hash he goes. Spins his way across the 40 down to the 37-yard line. And good field position here for the Panthers.
That really is. He was one tackle away from probably going down to maybe the score.
17 on the return for Ebo Pio. And bouncing back after a tough opening series. And the Panthers here with 7:43 to play here in the opening quarter. Scoreless. After each team trades defensive stops, we'll try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere. Marple Newtown and Harrington are underway as well. Wing T, two tight end set, Ryder under center. On first down, it's Pio off the right side. He shakes and bakes and ducks his way for a couple. They'll mark him just shy of the 35, so we'll call it about a yard and a half before Reese Evans makes the stop.
So far, the offensive line is having trouble holding their tackles. Radnor doing a good job at breaking tackles and sliding off and getting into the hole.
Radnor's going to take some chances tonight. They're going to blitz a lot in the A-gap, and again, they've put some different guys up front here, some size there, although 48 has checked into the game, 165 pounds, Noel Palma at defensive end. This is Prochniak, who's going to push his way for a couple, and then good second effort and lean inside the 35. Put it down at about the 33, so it'll be third down and about six. Good work there by Prochniak. Four carries for just 6 yards here in the early going. P.O., three for 12. Panthers just one first down midway through this first quarter now. Still scoreless, third and seven upcoming. Aiden Prochniak at tight end to the left. To the right is John Wilson. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. On third down, the give is to Prochniak. A little bit of running room. He's going to push his way through Reese Evans across the 30 and near first down yardage, but I still think he's a little shy. Probably fourth and about a yard coming up. Give Prochniak about six. And nice work there by 24, Scott Belleville on the tackle for the Raiders. And the Panthers keeping Ryder in the offense on the field here, fourth down and one. Well, if it's got to be a slugfest, if it's not going to be up and down 60-yard type touchdowns as it was in the first 3 weeks, then so be it. Panthers looking to grind it out here. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio on fourth and one. Give is to Prochniak, straight up the middle, has room, and oh boy, he was a just a one step away from busting into the secondary. Nice work there by Dowdy to open the hole, and Prochniak down to the 23-yard line, gain of 5 and a Panther first down.
Haven's starting to get a little more confident of their blocks, starting to get a little better feel for what they're playing against the defense. They got some big kids they got to push around, and I think they're starting to shift their body position into where they need to make their gaps.
On first and 10 from the 23. Ryder under center. Two tight ends again. Give is to P.O. looking for room, and he's going to bounce his way right off his own man. And just as you said that, Mike, Panther blockers got pushed into the backfield a little bit. But P.O. still leans forward down to the 20. Gain of 3. Brings up 2nd and 7. So Panthers will put it on the right hash mark here. Clock ticking. 5:22 and counting to play here in a fast-moving first quarter. We'll try to keep you updated on Garnet Valley and Springfield. On Penwood and Upper Darby, it should be a good one, good non-league matchup there. Yep. Penwood trying to bounce back after a pounding from Northeast last week. Here, Evan Blake wing to the left. On 2nd down and 7, they play fake and they give it. This is Blake, gets a good block from Dowdy, and no, good work. Wow, what a great job getting off the block, and then a flag comes in late. Are they going to end up with a hold on top of this? Oh, boy. Terrific job holding the edge there by number 4, Cody Nixon, for the Radnor secondary, and there's going to be an illegal block against the Panthers going to back them up. So it looked like you had a good one-on-one set up there with a pulling guard out in front of Blake, and just as he cut, good job by Nixon to get off his block, force the penalty, and they'll repeat 2nd down back at the 31-yard line. So this will different look now for the Panthers. 2nd down and about 17, I guess.
And a 2nd and 18 is what we're looking at.
All right. So that'll move it backwards. Chris Ouellette into the game for Aiden Prochniak. Clock ticks. And they send Ebo Pio slot to the right. Ouellette split to the right. On 2nd and 17, quick hitter to Prochniak, who's going to run into a good wall of defenders there. Yep. Nice job. Good reaction there for the Raiders. Gain of about 4 for Prochniak. They tried to spread it out a little bit, go with a quick trap play, and Prochniak.
It was effective for the first wall, the first defenders, but, boy, they shut down quickly at the linebacker spot, really shut it down, and there was somebody waiting for him. So,
Coach Clancy and talking to Coach Hollingsworth earlier this morning, just saying this is a physical defense. Radnor, they have a very physical, aggressive defense, and we saw that in watching the Springfield tape last week. They can hit you. 3rd down and 13, the Panthers from the Radnor 27. Ryder sends P.O. in motion from left to right, and they run the toss play looking for room. Here is Prochniak trying to get this edge, and nothing doing. Great job by Margulis and Evans. Panthers just didn't get anybody blocked that time on the fullback toss.
4 or 5 black shirts were just running with Prochniak and caught up to him, and there was nowhere to go.
They'll put it down at the 28, loss of a yard on the play. And the clock continues to tick. 3:30 and counting to play in the opening quarter. We're scoreless, and the Panthers from the 27 will go for it on 4th and almost 15.
This is where I throw it in the end zone.
Well,
the worst thing to do is get intercepted and put it on the 20.
All right. Pio, wing to the left. Tight end to the left is Ouellette. Motion man is Blake. Play fake, back to pass is Ryder. They run the flood route. Pio is open, but they go down the middle to Ouellette. Incomplete. Oh, Pio looked open in the left flat. Ouellette was had a step as well, and the pass just out of his reach at the end zone. You're right, Mike. They took their shot.
Yep.
Incomplete, it fell, and the Panthers turn it over on downs. Good work there by the Radnor defense, and the penalty did them a favor as well.
Right. Either Willard had to have another half a second speed, or we had to have a longer arm. One of the two.
All right. Satterton 3, 10-0. We'll keep you posted on other scores. CB West on top of CB South, 7-0. Here, Radnor's second possession of the night will start at their 28-yard line. Sam DeLella in the shotgun, Taylor Margulis on his right hip. Two receivers to either side. Serbeck in the slot. He motions from left to right, and they give it to him on the jet sweep. Looking for him as Serbeck turns upfield, and Christian Mazur slows him down quickly. Gain of maybe a yard or two. They'll put it down on the 30 for Serbeck's first rush of the night. Thanks to Andrew Kaufman for keeping the stats updated here. Brings up 2nd down and about 8. Panthers trying to get things going here on offense, but a defense trying to do their part as well. Forced a 3-and-out on the opening series, helped by a couple of Radnor drops. here on 2nd and 8 from the 30. DeLella back. Looks. Fires the right flat. It is caught by Margulis, who is across the 35, 38, 39-yard line. They'll put him out at the 40 for a Radnor Raider. First down out at the 40-yard line. Evan Blake on the tackle.
I think that ball was tipped well. Just tipped slightly at the line of scrimmage.
So a quick hitch out to Margulis. And Margulis stays in the game as a halfback on the left side. Shotgun look again. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. On first and 10 from their own 40. DeLella in the gun one more time. He's 1 for 3 throwing it. Maybe changing the play here. And now the Panthers jump off sides. Oh, silly mistake for the Panthers here. And it'll turn this into 1st and 5 as Radnor inches closer towards midfield here. So 2:14 to play here in the opening quarter. And Radnor had not even come set. They looked like they were changing the play. They weren't even ready to snap the ball there. But
which is what a defensive coach would say. What were you looking at? The ball didn't move.
Got a little antsy there, and the Panthers give them a free 5. First down and about 5 now from the 45. Give inside. Ooh. This is Margulis with a lot of running room. Sorry, this is Belleville, rather, who takes it across the Panther 40 down to the 39. Gashed up the middle that time, and a 21-yard run for Scott Belleville. Belleville will share carries with Margulis. Belleville had a 10-yard touchdown run against Harrington a couple weeks ago, had 72 yards rushing in the opener against Chichester. So a good 1-2 punch there for head coach Tom Ryan. Dixon, split end to the left and three wide receivers to the right on 1st and 10 from Strathaven's 39. DeLella in the gun. Give inside is to Belleville. No, he's going to keep it himself. DeLella takes a big hit from Evan Blake. Evan
went
got
high,
to finish him off as Aiden Prochniak slowed him down and stood him up. And Blake stepped up and popped him. Good work there by the Panther defense. Gain of just maybe a yard. That brings up 2nd down and 9. So DeLella, maybe not quite the runner that we've seen from other Radnor quarterbacks, but boy, can he sling it. And he's in the shotgun again. Give inside. This is Belleville running for room across the 35, and they'll mark him down just shy of the 30 here at about the 32. Belleville picks up about 6, and it's going to bring up 3rd down and about 3. Clock ticks.
Haven's defense definitely got to shore itself up. They're running right up their gut, and they're getting yards on it.
3rd down and about 3 from the 32. Probable 4-down territory here for Radnor. In its split end is Reese Evans. Brings in the play. He goes split far to the right. 2 slots to the right of the formation and Dixon to the left. DeLella turns and gives inside. There's a little bit of room. Closed up quickly. Good work there by Burke to trip up Belleville for maybe a loss of half a yard. It brings up 4th down and a long 3.
No, this is the same situation. If I were Radnor, I would look with the quarterback we got with an arm.
Yeah.
I'd try to look to put it in the end zone.
Well, they'll look to do it in the second quarter as we've come through a flying fast first quarter. Panthers moved it a little bit but stalled twice. Radnor's second possession still rolling here, and we'll see if the Radnor Raiders can turn it on 4th down when we come back to start the second quarter on havenfootball.net.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Ralph, for bringing it back here to Provost Field in Radnor. Brian Carroll bringing in play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and more. As we start this second quarter, we've got Pete Fulgenetti and helping with the spotting, and Andrew Coffin with the stats as well. Thank you again to Radnor, the athletic department, for getting us set up here in the booth. Always appreciated in our visits here. All right, we're getting the tweet out there. Start the second quarter, 4th and 3. DeLella in the shotgun. Back to pass. Looking. Has all sorts of time. Pump fakes. Fires to the outside. High and incomplete. Nice job there by the Panther defense. Burke got his hands in the air and forced them to pull it back down. And 4th and 3, the Panthers dodge a bullet. They'll start. They'll take over at their own 32.
Both offenses have played very similarly so far tonight. You know, they've both gotten down around the 30, you know, in the 30, 35 area. They both decided to go for a longer pass on a fourth down. Interesting to see what – somebody's got to break this thing open, you would think. I know which team I want.
Prochniak checks out of the game. Jairus Adams in at fullback here on 1st and 10 from the 32. Adams at fullback on his left. To his left is P.O. Motion man, and now they come set with Blake in the backfield. On first down, they give this to Blake. Looking for running room off the right side. He follows his way out across the 35 and 36. Off the left side, rather. Sorry, they switched sides on me. Panthers moving right to left here in the second quarter, and Blake takes it for 4 off the left side. And again, Panthers may just have to be patient and chip away. One of these will probably pop on the wings here, but we'll see. Or that was the plan anyway.
Yeah, well, keep pushing against them. Something's bound to give. But, of course, that works on both sides.
That's right. All right, P.O. wing to the left. Blake in the backfield with Jairus Adams. And a give is to P.O. for running room momentarily. But, nope, he's going to give ground and be trapped way back at the inside his 30-yard line. Good work there by Serbeck to pursue it. P.O. tried to give ground, make something out of nothing, and would have rather had nothing, I think. Yeah, this is a huge loss back to the Panther 28-yard line. It's going to turn this into 3rd and 13. So loss of a bunch there. Willette checks out. Christian Mazur checks out. So Willette lines up split end to the right. P.O. and Jairus Adams in the backfield on 3rd and 13. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. Under center is Ryder. 8-man front, Ryder straight back to pass. Looking, pump fake. He wants it all. Deep down the far sideline has Willette out there and well covered and overthrown. Incomplete it goes. So the Panthers hold up well on defense, but incomplete it falls. 0-for-4 throwing it. There was a drop in there early, and tough sledding here for the Panther offense. Some mistakes have been killing them.
Yeah, and they're not used to being this far into a game without being on top of things. So right. It may be affecting him. Yeah, of course, Pio's got to learn he can't change the game by himself. Sometimes it's best just to run forward and get what you can.
All right, here we go. Emmett Young awaits the punt snap back at his own 15-yard line. Dixon awaits. It's a low snap, and Young does get it away. Good work there by Emmett Young. And his ball is picked up by Jairus Adams on the fumbled punt. The ball cannot be advanced on a muff. But they're going to give it to the Panthers inside the 35 at the 33. Actually, no, they're going to back it up at the point of the muff. So Jairus Adams on the recovery. Great job by Emmett Young. This is not going to go in the stat sheet. But Emmett Young short hopped that ball off his shoe tops. So to get that punt away and send it back so deep where Austin Stanley tried to catch it on the back pedal. What a job by Adams to get down.
What a set of hands, huh?
That's right.
I mean, he picked that thing up like he was a shortstop. Just scooped it right up and took it.
Big play, Jairus Adams with the fumble recovery. And now the Panthers with a little life here at the 38-yard line. 1st and 10, Radnor's first turnover of the night. Ryder under center. On first down, the give is to Prochniak. Room off that left side. He's going to plow his way to the 30. Gain of 8 on first down. They'll mark him just shy of that, so we'll call it 7. But again, boy, big push off the left side. Good work by Sam Burke and John Wilson at tight end.
One of the bigger gains of the evening so far.
Ebo Pio leading the way on the block there, too. And the Panthers now 2nd down and 3. Jack Ryder trying to capitalize here with the Panther offense. Tight end to the left is Aiden Prochniak. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. On 2nd and 3, the give is John Prochniak up the middle. First down and more. Throws a man off him and pushes his way to the 25. Well, they tried to tackle him high, and he just shoved him right off his shoulders down to the 23. Prochniak goes for 7 more, and the Panther offense with a little bit of traction now.
I don't think I've ever seen that. He threw his shoulder and his elbow and just shucked him off like he was a mosquito.
Prochniak finding his sea legs a little bit now. 10 carries for 34 yards. Nothing eye-popping on the stat sheet, but the Panthers moving the football here. Blake goes into the backfield. Wing to the left is P.O. It's Blake off this left side looking for running room. Cuts it back
nothing.
And right into the arms of number 7, the sophomore Damian Falcone, there to meet him. Good pursuit there from Radnor. And they'll drop him back for a loss of 2.
Radnor is playing the corners very well. And, of course, all you got to do is see the film for Haven. If you can seal the corners off, boy, that takes a good part of our offense away from us, and they are doing an extremely effective job.
So coming in, again, on tape, it looked like, boy, the flats might be the way to go. But Radner, you're right, Mike, has sealed that off. And it's been between the tackles where they've had a little more luck.
Right.
Not a lot, but a little more luck so far. Second down and 12 from the Radner 25. Motion man is Blake from right to left. Play fake on the delay. They run the counter to P.O., who's going to come inside for a couple. Back to near the original line of scrimmage. Call it a gain of two. Brings up third down and about 10. Well, I know this would not be the first choice, but, you know, you got five or six here. Do you think about a long field goal try from Emmett Young? You got the wind at your back here.
Yep.
And yeah, you're approaching field goal range, I would say. Here we go. Wing to the right. Two tight end set. And two backs behind Ryder, who's under center. On third and 10, play fake, and they go. Blake off the counter, off this left side with sweep. Running room across the 15-yard line. He's going to be close to a first down. We'll see.
No,
I think it's a yard short.
Yeah, a yard or two.
Fourth and about two. And now decision time here for Coach Clancy.
I think
he's keeping the quarterback on the field.
Yeah, I think you know, when you got 2 yards to make, you got a wing T defense, you got big men up front. First order of business, try to draw them.
Yep. Yeah, you may go hard count here. Who knows? 8:02 to play here before halftime. Panthers one for two on fourth down tonight. They'll try it again here from the Radner 15. Radner defense needs to make a play. Two tight end set. Ryder with a hard count. Everybody stays in their stance. Turns. Gives to the fullback. Prochniak cuts it back. He's going to swing his way near first down yardage. I think he has it at first glance. He didn't get much, but he didn't need much. He needed two. They're going to put it down at the 13. The referee takes a peek. And it's going to call time and signal first down. Okay. That was either going to be timeout to measure or timeout and move the chains. And the Panthers got it by maybe an inch or two.
Yep, wasn't much.
All right.
But now they're at the 13-yard line, so seems appropriate on this Friday the 13th.
That's right. Here we go. Panthers trying to move it about 13 yards from here. Two tight end set. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Play fake. Nope, they give it to Blake off that left side again. Cuts it back. He's inside the 10 and leans that 6'4 frame down to the 8-yard line. Gain of 5 for Evan Blake. And, again, nice cutback that time. Got his shoulders square and moving towards the goal line.
All right. We got plenty of time. 7.5 minutes left in the quarter. We're at the 8-yard line, and the Panthers can make a first down at about the 3.
That's
so
right.
Plenty of maneuvering in here. The idea is hold on to the ball and just pound it in.
Academy Park 10, Simon Gratz nothing in the second quarter. Here, scoreless. Strathaven with 7 minutes and change to play with second down and 6 from the 8-yard line. This is Pio off the right side. He's going to cut his way back inside. Well, maybe gets a yard, if that. In fact, I don't think they'll even give him that. They may even lose half a yard. Jeremiah Hall swallowed him up. Big 72 in the middle.
No, it did move forward. Maybe a yard.
All right. Third down now. At the 7-yard line.
Looked to me like the right side of the line was a little more open. He turned left.
Third and about 4.
Don't know what the play call was, but.
All right. Panthers trying to get it going here. Again, you are definitely in field goal range here, but they're looking for 6. Two tight ends give. Play fake, and now give it to Blake one more time. Off the left edge. Turns a corner. Blake leads forward, and the ball is popped out of bounds. He was reaching for the goal line, and they're going to say he's got himself a first and goal. He was fortunate. That ball popped out. He reached for the goal line. It popped out, but just shy of the goal line.
If you watched the Phillies this last week with the hot dog in after you caught the ball, saved the home run. Yeah. And then threw the ball to the ground by accident. Don't hot dog.
Yeah, he wasn't hot dog. I think he was reaching for the goal line. But, if you fumble through the end zone, it's a touchback.
I thought he turned his back and then got popped really good.
Yeah, no, he was reaching across the goal line. Either way, first and goal from the 1. Ryder's going to push the pile his way into the end zone. First rushing touchdown of the season for Jack Ryder. And the Panthers cash in on the turnover. A 38-yard scoring drive. It took, kind of a while, a quarter and a half, but the Panthers on the board first, 6-0, extra point pending. Well, like we said, sometimes it's not going to be a highlight film every single play, and this is just way. If you've got to take all 4 downs to do it and chip away time and time again for 3-4 yards at a time, they'll take it however they can get it. All right, here we go. Emmett Young on for the extra point. Jack Ryder is your quarterback, and he will hold it. John Prochniak to snap. Snap, spot, kick is away, plenty long enough, and Emmett Young is up and good.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
Well, good work there, Emmett. Pounding it through. Panthers 7, Raiders nothing. Midway through the second quarter. Be back in just a moment. Glad you join us, either live or on the archive, right here on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Jack Riders, one-yard sneak, has the Panthers on the board first. Here we go, 7-0 Strathaven. Emmett Young with a line drive. Kickoff's going to come to Jameer Dixon at the 5-yard line. Gives a little ground, comes up the right hash, slips momentarily, and spins his way into four Strathaven tacklers who have him wrapped up at the 13-yard line. Isaiah Freeman along with Cole Peichel leading the way. Good work there by Walker Jordan. He was down there as well, so a great job by the special teams pinning Dixon back inside the 15-yard line. So a long field in front of Radnor. They'll put it down at the 14-yard line. They trail 7-0, 6-11 to play here in the first half. So low scoring tonight. Both defenses doing the job, and both offenses, I will say, have had missed opportunities with some drop passes and so forth, but defense doing their part in the early going for both teams. In the gun is Sam Dallella. On first down, he gives inside. A lot of running room right up the middle. Here comes Belleville, who is across the 25 out to the 28-yard line. Give him 14. But they're blowing this dead. What happened here? Flag on the play. We're going to wait for the umpire to talk it over with the referee here and see what the call is. Holding is the call.
That was a nice run, too. That's too bad.
Too bad for Radnor indeed. Now, if this is a spot foul, they're going to call this from the, okay, they're going to put the flag at the 23, march it back to the 13. So really a net loss of one on the play. So he'll turn it into first down and 11. So the Panthers get a catch a break there.
He declines the, oh, I don't
know. No. Jim Connor on the sideline signaling to the defense. I don't think he was declining the penalty. He was just making a signal.
I was going to go, what's the logic does that make?
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Back to the 13-yard line goes Radnor after their first penalty of the night. First down and 11. Shotgun look once again for Sam Dallella. Two receivers to the right. Tight end to the right now as well. Motion man. Cam Williams in the game at tight end, and they give inside straight up the middle. Margolis, he bounces out to the left, and the Panthers pursue very well.
Good defense.
Beautiful job by Aiden Prochniak in pursuit and got help there from Christian Mazur and a couple of linebackers as well. Great job by the ends.
Good penetration, good from the outside linebacker. It all worked out well. That was a non-starter right there.
Aiden Prochniak checks out. Panthers will go with a three-man front and a nickel look here. Alex Hemingway into the game. Hemingway, one of the leading tacklers on the team from a special team standpoint, but he's a hitter and a good tackler in the secondary, so he's in there now with a nickel here. Tight end to the right. Panthers with just a three-man front. Dallella in the shotgun. On first, second down and 11. Back, looking, has time, fires down the seam, and it is broken up by Ebo Pio, beautifully timed to knock it away from Dixon. Right up the seam. Dixon had a little window momentarily, but Pio closed quickly and spots it away.
That was the reason for that three-man front. They wanted everybody deep, and it worked out. They called it well.
Third down and 11 now from the 13-yard line. Just 5 minutes to play here before halftime. And this is the danger. If Radnor's not effective offensively and throwing incompletions, it's going to give the Panthers lots of clock to work with.
Well, in this kind of an almost interception situation where they flooded the zones and it closed down and you almost lost the possession of the ball, that just panics a quarterback. He's going to second guess himself. He'll be late with the throw. Lots of bad things can happen when you're worried about throwing that interception.
Third down and 11. Back to pass is DeLello. Looking, has time, looking out to his left. Fire deep down the far sideline. It is swatted away by Jarris Adams at the 32-yard line. Good defense there by Jarris. He's had a couple of big plays in the early going here, and it'll force Radnor into punt formation with 4:54 to play here in the second quarter. Excellent job here by the Panther secondary as they had their moments early on where, you know, everybody's trying to get a feel for the game in the first drive or two, but Panthers seem to have things well covered thus far. P.O. and Chris Ouellette await the punt at the 45-yard line.
Radnor is missing a man.
Yep, Radnor brings their 11th onto the field, and Reese Evans awaits at the goal line for the punt snap. He takes the snap, and he lets a high wobbler go. And this is Ouellette says, everybody get away from it. Takes a Radnor roll across the 35 and trickles its way to a stop at about the 39-yard line. So the Panthers will start inside the Radnor 40, similar to where they started their last drive, the only scoring drive of the game after the muffed punt. So good field position here for the Panthers. They lead it 7-0, 4:41 to play here in the second quarter.
No, this is where good teams put the dagger in, or at least start the grinding process. They really have got 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes left for the half. They really need to get the 6 points here and make this a difficult possession for Radnor when he comes back.
Two tight ends for Ryder, and the offense give is to Ebo Pio, who's going to slug his way inside the 35. Good second and third effort from Ebo.
Yep.
Again, not a lot of room for number 10 so far tonight, but he's going to lean his way inside the, well, put it down at about the 33. Nice yep. work there, gain of about 7. Second down and a long three upcoming.
Half of that was on his own merit. So, you know, he's just going to keep pounding at him, and they're eventually going to lose him. At some point, he's going to stream all the way into the end zone.
Wing to the right is Evan Blake. On second and short, give is to Prochniak. Cuts it back to the right, and he's going to be slung down at about the 31. And that's a good open field tackle there.
Give Ratter credit. He was blocked. Did a fish move, got away from his block, slid to the hole, was right there. I mean, very well done. That was big league defense right there.
That's Taylor Margolis, again, three-year starter, excellent inside linebacker, and you can see why he has all the Ivy League schools and a couple of the Patriot League schools after him to come play football
Very talented.
Third down and about two. Two tight end set. Wing T again. Give is to Prochniak off the right side. Dances momentarily and nothing doing. Just no push up front that time. Panthers had a 9-man front in front of them and just couldn't get everybody blocked.
Radnor's definitely toughen up. They know. They can't allow a score here. They've got to force a turnover or a turnover on downs at the very least and get the ball back. And if not score, at least keep this game a 7-point game.
The Panthers with another fourth down upcoming here. They're two out of three on fourth down tonight. They'll go for it on fourth and three from the right hash at the 32-yard line.
Long fourth down.
Fourth down and two, or three rather. Motion man is Blake. Play fake. Back to pass is Ryder. Looking. He's got a man out there, and it is throwing incomplete for Major down at the 10-yard line. Incomplete it falls, and the Panthers turn it over on downs. Good job by the Radnor defense.
Yep.
You're looking at second down and three, and two big stops on the fullback there is what did the Panthers in there.
I'm not too sure I like that call so much. You know, you got a wing T offense. You're trying to make ground movements. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Ridley on top, trying to bounce back after a loss last week. They're on top 7-6 at the moment. Just trying to get there with 0-3 Conestoga here. Sam DeLella has the Radnor offense back on the field. Straight up the middle they go with Belleville straight ahead. He's going to lower his shoulder and be slung down by Ebo Pio, but not before he picks up at the 45. 13 and a first down. Nice work there by Belleville, who is the leading rusher in the game right now, 5 carries for 37 yards.
Panthers he looked terrific on that rush. Boy, he just bowled people over.
So a little breathing room now for the Raiders at their own 45-yard line. They trail it 7-0, but moving left to right here, and Radnor will get the ball to start the second half. Panthers can't afford a letdown right here. DeLella in the gun, takes the shotgun snap, and he's going to give it to Belleville right up the middle one more time. And just straight ahead, he's got himself 13 more to the 42-yard line. Good work there by the Radnor offensive line as well. And just kind of straight ahead, one cut,
yep.
Nothing fancy. And the Panther defense bending just a bit here with 2:16 and counting to play here in the opening half. All right. Three wide receivers to the right. Margolis checks in at halfback. Dixon split end to the left. Shotgun look again for Delella. He's going to give it to Margolis, who's going to be stopped in the backfield. Nice job that time. Sam Burke got free and drops him for a loss on the play. Good work by 55, busting into the backfield, and Aiden Prochniak there to clean up as well. So 7-6, Ridley on top of Conestoga at the moment. 21-0 Marple Newtown on top of Harrington. Academy Park up 16-0 on Simon Gratz. We'll try to get Springfield and Ridley, Springfield and Garnet Valley score momentarily. Here, 128 and counting to play here in the first half. Second and 11 from the Panther 43 in the shotgun look. They fake inside and passes batted down at the line of scrimmage. Nice work there by the Panther defense. That is Aiden Prochniak. Gets a finger on it. Or was that Matt Dowdy on it? Yeah, Dowdy got a hand on it. Brings up third down and 11. Clock stopped with 1:19 to play here before halftime. Radnor still with all three timeouts, so still in good shape here if they can come up with something positive on third and 11.
Yep.
Panthers 0-5
throwing. For a timeout.
Yep. Strathaven 0-5 throwing it tonight, and the rushing has been tough sledding. Under 100 yards of total offense for the Panthers in the early going, but we're going to take a short timeout with it. Third and 11 coming up for Radnor when we come back. Panthers trying to hang on to a 7-0 lead right here on HavenFootball.net.
Hi, this is Emmett Young, the kicker for Strathaven since 2016. For my senior season, I want my kicks to mean more than just points in a football game. I've partnered with Kick It and Alex's Lemonade Stand to raise money to find the cure for childhood cancer. Go to the link on havenfootball.net or in my Twitter bio, at EmmettYoung7, and pledge an amount for each point I score this season. And together, we can help kick childhood cancer. Thanks, and go Haven!
And it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through!
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Ralph, for sending it back. Here we go. Third and 11 from the 43. Radnor trying to get something going here with two wide receivers either side. Sam Delella under is – now they snap the football, and Delella takes the snap and takes a knee, falls on top of it. He was trying to signal, and that's a tough break coming out of a timeout. That's going to make Coach Ryan cringe there. You came out of a timeout with a play drawn up. The snap came early. Thankfully, a fortunate bounce for Delella. It hit him right in the hip and fall in front of him. Aiden Prochniak came in quickly, but Delella recovers the fumbled snap, and now the punt team is on again.
And he made the right move to fall on it because the line wasn't even going anywhere.
Clock ticking. Evans steps into another punt. It's a wobbling end-over and kick off the side of his foot. It's going to take a Radnor roll, though, and be downed inside the 30-yard line at the 29. So the Panthers will have three timeouts and 40 seconds to play with here before halftime. They lead it 7-0. And we'll have to decide what they can do here. I don't know. You're 0-5 throwing it so far. I would say the coverage has been pretty good for Radnor. It's not like you have receivers running free for the most part.
Well, on the other hand, the throws have not been where they need to be, whether that was a matter of overthrow, underthrow, or just people not being able to speed the throw. It's hard to tell. But
with one exception. There was one early that was dropped.
Yeah, that one right in his hand and was just dropped. That's right. So that's not your forte right now. You just don't want to give the ball up. That's one of the big things.
Willette split end to the right. Wing to the left. To the right, rather, is Blake. Give us to Prochniak with running room momentarily. He's going to cross the 30 to the 31 and not much else. Gain of just two for Prochniak. Clock ticks. 32 seconds, 31 seconds. Panthers go no huddle here. With all three timeouts, 25 seconds, 24 seconds. I think if you get something positive here, you probably call timeout. But Ryder turns, play fake, and now they give it to Blake looking for room off this left side, and not much doing. Great job blowing up the play there. That's Margolis again. You know, Dowdy's been fantastic lead blocking all year, and again, this is not a knock on him, but Margolis just undercut him.
Just falls to the ground, blocks up the hole. He's got to go someplace. There's a timeout.
Again, Margolis is going to give up some size there. Now with just 4 seconds to play before halftime, Strathaven calls timeout. We'll keep it right here. So third down and four upcoming, but unless there's a defensive penalty, likely the last play of the first half upcoming. But again, Dowdy got on Margolis quickly, but again, Margolis just drops to the ground. He's going up against a bigger man. And
It's a good move. And, of course, Margolis keeps moving. He's scrambling. Yeah. He's trying to get his arms out. I mean, he tripped up the play on top of going down to the ground. So it's a technique that's extremely effective. you know, when you practice it and you know what you're doing, obviously the last thing you want a kid to do is go to the ground. But in this particular case, staying upright is going to get you pushed right out of the hole, and this tends to block up the hole and let your teammates try to make the kill.
So the Radnor defense has held Strathairn to under 4 yards per carry in the early going here. Really, the big play of the game is the muffed punt that right. Jairus Adams fell on at the 38-yard line. And then, a short touchdown drive later. But here, final play of the first half, third down and 4 upcoming. Motion man is P.O. They give it to P.O. for running room momentarily. He's going to try to turn the corner on that outside. Stiff arm momentarily. We've come to the end of the half as P.O.'s run out of bounds at the 35-yard line. So a gain of about a yard on the play. But the Panthers fortunate to come out with a 7-0 lead. And, Mike, you said it before the game. I don't care if they win by 40 or they win by 1. Panthers lead by 7 at halftime. So, with that in mind, we'll take a short time out. Thanks again to our sponsors. We'll try to get some score updates from around District 1 and District 12. And in the meantime, then, we'll have some halftime chatter with the PA voice of the Radnor Raiders, John Brathwaite, and we'll have Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulgenetti weighing on the first half and more as well. So, stick with us. Glad you're listening live or on the archive right here on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulgenetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
And welcome back to Radnor High School. The score is Strathaven 7, Radnor 0 on a tight defensive battle for both teams. I think there's a few people surprised in here. But John Brathwaite is the PA announcer and has been at Radnor since
My fifth season now.
This is the fifth season. So You've seen some good Radnor teams in the last five years.
We have had a real resurgence. Coach Ryan's got a great program going, bringing the young kids up all along. We lost 26 seniors last year.
Yeah.
And I think he's done a good job with this crowd so far.
Yeah, well, so far, we've had some tough loss last week with the last minute stuff. But, of course, you know, one of the things that happened is when you let a team stay close enough to you, you're asking for trouble.
Right.
And that, of course, is one of the problems. One of the things going on here tonight with Strathaven leading 7-0, other than the muff punt, there really haven't been any glaring terrible mistakes. Nobody can seem to complete a pass for much, and can't contain a continue a drive. But happens.
I think the lines are dominating the play.
No doubt.
It seems like both teams are content to run the ball, but you're right. The passes aren't They're hitting the receivers, and sometimes they're not catching it.
Well, that happened a couple of times. Of course, the problem in high school football is, you know, it's enough to ask kids to run well. Now you got to ask, you know, 15 to 16-year-olds to catch and be there, right. And it's a tough thing to do. It's why you don't see everybody passes, but there's very, very few high school teams that rely on their passing game because they just can't count on it. But
right.
So what's been the enjoyable part about being a PA announcer?
It's fun. They kind of let me I do a little more than just down the distance. I keep talking the whole time pretty much, and I do my kind of version of play-by-play.
Right,
and it's fun. And we just have fun with it, and the kids have fun and make up nicknames and all that kind of stuff.
So it's like a hobby. Do you do anything else other than football? You do anything for basketball?
I do whatever's asked. I do the Katie Sampson lacrosse we have here every year. I do the Overbrook swim meets, you know, for Overbrook Golf Club.
Okay.
I do the Garrett Hill 4th of July parade. I do the Wayne Memorial Day Parade.
So you're going to be the voice of Radnor.
Voice of Radnor. I feel like I got the township covered, and I'm trying to spread out into the county. I'll go to Delaware County.
So this is your life. You're looking at a new career.
I'm going to keep my day job, but I have fun doing this.
What is your day job, if you can say it?
I work for BET Investments, a real estate development company, which is out in Montgomery County in Drescher. Bruce Toll's company.
So now you're going to tell all your friends you're on the radio, and they can listen on the archives.
Yeah, come on. I'm going to get the whole crowd listening. Sure. Your ratings are going to go through the roof.
I'm sure that's going to be true. We'll have to get a new server just to cover it. So, all right, well, we appreciate you stopping by. We have another halftime show we have to do to inform everybody what the Eagles are going to do this weekend, but we do everything here.
Eagles are going to win. I'll give you my two cents. Eagles are going. It's going to be a great Sunday night football game. It's going to be much better than last night's horrible game between the Panthers and the Buccaneers. But Eagles are going to go back and forth. And unlike the last two games against the Falcons where we had to just hang on with the lead and hope that the defense didn't give it up, we're going to flip it and we're going to score late to win 31-30 Eagles.
Don't send your letters and stuff to me. Send it to Radnor.
John Braithwaite. That's right.
That's right.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot for coming by, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Yep. We'll be back right after this commercial.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
And we're back at halftime in Radnor High School, where Strathaven is leading 7-0 over Radnor. Pete, what's your thoughts? This is a little different game than you had thought was going to happen.
Yeah, Mike, I know we were riding down here today in the car, and we were talking about, well, you know, let's see if they can hang with us for a while. But I think we realize Radnor is very, very good on the defensive line. What this team has that we haven't faced so far this season is defensive speed. Haven's having problems turning the corner because of the speed. And I want to talk about number 26, Taylor Margolis.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a force.
He is unbelievable. He is so quick to the ball. The one play here around the end, he just threw his body, took down our runner. And he's also their halfback that's gaining yards. But his play on defense, I would believe that man has saved at least one or two touchdowns that on wide sweeps that he just is so quick.
Right. Andrew?
It's been a defensive battle tonight. Something I don't think we expected coming in. I think we expected to see, with the weather we have, see these offenses move the ball, put up some points, and it to be somewhat of a shootout.
Well, yeah, but we didn't know. You know, the one thing surprising for me is the complete ineffectiveness of the passing game for both teams. I didn't know what to expect from Haven, obviously, because we haven't been throwing much. But I don't know what Jack Ryder can or can't do when he's got the ball in his hand. But certainly, Radner is known for throwing. This particular young man is known for his ability to pass, and he's got some great passing yards in the first few games, even though they've lost one of them. But the reality is that it seems like between receivers dropping balls and being a little long, and certainly Haven's defended well in a few instances with blocking passes, knocking them down. But this has been a running game, and I don't think I would have suspected that Radner would have had success on the ground.
They've got six carries tonight for 50 yards. Pretty much that's their entire game from Scott Belleville. He's got six carries for 50 yards with a long of 16.
Right. I look for Coach Clancy at halftime to make some adjustments, maybe in the blocking schemes, because they're just not springing their running backs. I think they got to do something different, whether they have to slide more or whatever. Look for them to make some changes. I don't think they're going to start throwing the ball all of a sudden. They're ahead 7-0. They don't need to throw the ball.
But I
think that if they make some adjustments with their blocking schemes, there may be holes opening up, and you can wear down this Radner defense.
Well, I think that's a good strategy. I think what's going to be more interesting right now is Radner's going to come out and get the ball first. I think Radner's going to be very uncomfortable if they manage to possess the ball for a few downs and then have to turn it over.
Yeah.
Or there's a turnover, obviously, as opposed to if they come in and go three and out. I think that'll be okay with Radner as long as they can hold Haven on the other end. This is going to be a real crucial moment for both teams, because if Radner can possess the ball, hold on to half a quarter or so worth of time, and score, we got a whole new ball game, and then we got to see whether Haven has the ability to come back. I mean, Haven hasn't shown the ability to march the field. They basically marched from the muff punt from about 35-yard line.
They got field position on the muff, and that set them up for that score.
Right.
But they haven't really driven the field tonight.
No,
at all.
Not at all. Neither team really has.
Neither team has. It's been pretty much between the 30s all night.
Yep.
Other than Strathaven's touchdown drive where they got the muff inside the 35.
Right. So, okay, well, that's what we're looking at for this game here. We want to talk any Eagles football for Sunday?
Sure. Andrew, go first.
Carson Wentz in the second half of last week's game looked like he was back to his 2017 self. Third downs, red zone, everything. He was just so much better than he had been last year. You can tell now that he's fully healthy, I think. They go down to Atlanta. It's going to be a tight game. It's going to be back and forth. I think the difference in the game is going to be which team's defense bends but doesn't break.
Well, I think
in the entire game, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. You're probably going to see 28-30 favor of the Birds.
But what I think is going to happen here, Andrew, is the Atlanta Falcons are going to what Deshaun Jackson did to them last Sunday, the two touchdowns that they scored. You're going to see the Falcons maybe try to double him, something. And if he takes men deep, that's going to open up the hole underneath for Zach Ertz, Goddard, Alshon Jeffries. So look for Jackson maybe to have less yards this Sunday, but the underneath guys get more yards, and an Eagles victory.
Yeah, I definitely see, like, a couple of those plays, they just schemed two deep routes. The safety has to make a decision, made the wrong decision. Carson finds him deep because Carson's got a cannon of an arm that he hasn't been able to show off the past 3 years because they haven't had a true deep threat.
Right.
And in reality, they haven't had a true deep threat since Deshaun left.
Andrew thought of a 30-28 score. Pete, what do you think it's going
to
be?
I'm thinking 35, maybe to 24.
All Eagles. Right, so you're both looking for to be reasonably close. But
The Falcons will score because the one weakness the Eagles have is coverage. Pass coverage, and Julio Jones, look for him to have 8 to 10 receptions, maybe close to 180 yards, but they'll still beat him.
Julio Jones has put up yards in every game the Eagles have played the Falcons in the last 3 years, and he hasn't scored a touchdown.
Yeah, he moves the ball, though.
They move the ball with Julio. He hasn't scored. So.
Well, he didn't say he was going to score. He just said he was going to get a lot of receptions.
So well, that doesn't matter if he doesn't
well,
score,
then.
Well,
it does set you up. Somebody's got to get down the field.
Somebody does.
Yeah, they're both. Like, both offenses are going to move the ball. I could see it being like the Super Bowl that the Eagles won, back and forth, high scoring. Which defense can get a big stop late?
All right. Well, we will see. In the meantime, here at Radner High School, Prevost Field, the score is Strathaven 7. And Raiders, wait, Pete wants to say one more thing?
The Phillies will not make the playoffs.
All right, well, you keep saying that. He ends every
broadcast. They won't, and there's somehow still only two games out of the wild card, but...
And even if they make it, they'll lose in the first series anyway. So
there's about five teams battling for the same spot.
All right, so here we are, 7-0 Strathaven, and we'll be back in a little bit for some updates and some scores. You're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641. Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Taub's Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore, your friendly neighborhood bank. Make today the day. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Prevost Field and Radnor. Thanks to all of our halftime guests with Andrew and Pete and from John Braithwaite here at Radnor. 7-0, Strathaven on top here at halftime. Both bands fantastic tonight. Strathaven played early, and now Radnor finishing up with a terrific performance. Now, again, Mike mentioned it earlier on, we are in the press booth and one of the few places we've been where the press box is on the away side of the field. So one of the few times we'll look at the marching band's back as they face the home side, and understandably so. But, again, terrific job by both music departments, and loving the musical part of any high school football night as well. So high school football-wise around District 1 and District 12, I have some updates to share. We'll start in Delaware County. Academy Park 30, Simon Gratz nothing. So Academy Park looking to run to 4-0. They will be a player in the 5A playoffs, I am sure.
Yep.
Barry Brown leading the way in terms of overall rushing in Delaware County coming into tonight. He's a converted running back slash wide receiver a year ago. Well, he has the reins of the offense at quarterback, and Jason Vyshevsky and the Knights are looking sharp in the early going. Ridley looking to bounce back after last week's loss to Strathaven. They lead 14-6 over Conestoga in the halftime. Conestoga winless at the moment, but Ridley with a pair of rushing touchdowns. Staley and Malachi Williams, the two guys that carried most of the load for the Raiders last week, each finding the end zone early tonight. Sun Valley 0-3, trying to get into the win column. They trail at the moment 8-6 to Great Valley. So Sun Valley trying to get their first win of the season, and it's a close one at the moment down in Aston. Not so close in other games around Delaware County in the central involving Central League teams. In fact, we've got three games going to the mercy rule already. Yeah. Starting with Marple Newtown 35, Harrington nothing at half.
Not a shocker.
Haverford 35, Innerborough nothing. So Haverford over Innerborough by a bundle. So Haverford started 0-2 and now starting to find their sea legs just in time for Strathaven next week.
Just time for us to go there next
week. That's right.
Great.
So Strathaven finds we'll have a tough row to hoe next week at Haverford, I'm sure. So Ford's playing with some confidence now, leading 35-0. That'll be Mercy Rule circumstance in the second half down at Innerborough. One other game that will be at Mercy Rule in the second half, Garnet Valley 35, Springfield nothing. Springfield muffed a fake, tried a fake punt inside their own 5-yard line and just had things fall apart from there. And one play later, Garnet Valley has set themselves up for a running clock the rest of the night. Pencrest 20, Lower Marion nothing. So Pencrest trying to bounce back, looking for their second win of the season, and looks like they could get it tonight at home against the Aces. One more in Delaware County, Newman Goretti 12, Bonner 7, Bonner Prendy 7. So that's a close one as 3-0 Newman Goretti visiting Bonner tonight. They are 2-0, so somebody will go home with their first loss and someone will stay undefeated over in Upper Darby. Speaking of Upper Darby, they are tied with Penwood 6-6.
Interesting.
So that should be interesting as well. Again, Penwood, a bit of a surprise down in our neck of the woods here last week to see them go down 32-0 to Northeast. So they took their lumps last week, but they are toe-to-toe with Garnet Valley. With Upper Darby at the moment, and Upper Darby don't count them out in the Central League race. Now, again, we know that should the Central League race come down to Thanksgiving morning, which it has in the past, where Haverford and Upper Darby play Thanksgiving morning, where ultimately we've had league titles determined or shares of league titles determined.
I was going to say that, you know, it can be shared because we don't play Upper Darby.
Right. So, you know, Garnet Valley has to play Upper Darby, but this year we do not. There's a couple other, you know, weird circumstances where we don't play Conestoga this year, so that doesn't help the Panthers this year from playing a 6A standpoint.
Well, when you can only play, you know, 10 games and you got 12 teams in your league.
Right, that's it.
The math just doesn't quite work.
So from other scores up and around Bucks County and Montgomery County, up in the Suburban One League, Abington 28, Bensalem 7, CB West on top of CB South 7-0. Also up in Suburban 1, Harry S. Truman 12, Council Rock South 7. Neshaminy trying to even their record at 2-2. They've had a tough start this year, but they lead 27-12 over Council Rock North. Upper Marion trying to go to 3-1. They lead O&J Roberts 14-13. A couple other ones trying to go to 4-0 is Plymouth White Marsh. They lead winless Wissahickon 27-0. Bethacton trails Pottstown 6-0. Quakertown, this would be a bit of a surprise. Quakertown, again, bigger school, 6A school against 4A Upper Moreland. But Quakertown's 0-3, Upper Moreland 3-0. It's 14-0 Panthers, 14-0 Quakertown on the road in Willow Grove. A little bit of a surprise jump here for George Bannis and Quakertown on top of Upper Moreland. Satterton leads William Tennant 10-7. Upper Dublin all over my Hatters, winless Hatboro Horsham right now, and Upper Dublin trying to go to 3-0. Upper Dublin would be the one seed if the playoffs started today. They lead 19-6 over Hatboro Horsham and are cruising. Coatesville 21, Westchester Henderson 0 in the Chestmont. Pottsgrove up in the Pac-10. Pottsgrove trailing Christ the King, came down from New York City 19-0. Christ the King on top of Pottsgrove. And big game on ESPN2 tonight. Number 4 in the country, IMG Academy out of Florida, taking on number 13 in the country, St. Joe's Prep. Prep's on top 6-3 at the moment. So we'll keep an eye on that one. So a couple other games tomorrow. If you're around town and want to see some good games, Chester's undefeated. They take on Bartram at 1 o'clock at the South Philly Super Site down by the stadiums. Cardinal O'Hara takes on McDevitt tomorrow. LaSalle Haverford against the Haverford School could be a good one. Roman Catholic taking on Springside Chestnut Hill. West Catholic and Archbishop Carroll staying a little closer to home here, right across the street from where we are tonight. But West Catholic and Carroll should be a good one. Archbishop Wood takes on Christ the King as well, and Lansdale Catholic and Conwell Egan. So we will keep you posted on other games as we get score updates. But right here, it's you know, less than 100-yard offense for each team thus far tonight.
Yeah, it's definitely been a defensive battle, which I'm not too sure anybody was really expecting. I
I think there was a lot of thought that they could be a running game for Haven and a passing game for Radnor, and we'd see a lot of points. I think certainly the gentleman at the Times thought it might be a higher scoring affair. Of course, it's not over, but still a 7-0 first half is not exactly where we thought we'd be sitting here. I was thinking most of us were thinking 21-14, 21-7, 30-14, something rather dramatic. We have seen a defensive battle, and we'll see what the teams do to adjust their way out of this.
One little note I didn't make or didn't mention earlier on, it was great to see as I walked onto the field tonight when I arrived, somebody comes jogging over in a Radnor shirt, and it takes me a minute. I'm like, well, that's not Coach Ryan, and that's not somebody I recognize right away. And here it's former Strathaven player Alex Bratsis. Alex graduated from here about 4 years ago and is student teaching at Radnor Elementary and is, again, helping out with the football team as well. And was joking with assistant coach Dan Schaefer. He's like, you know, I know this offense better than your players.
That's right.
So,
That's right.
Again, there's a little bit of we're teasing Alex just a little bit. But, again, great to see him before the game. And great to see some Haven alumni chipping in here, and we've seen it over the years at other schools
sure.
as well.
Sure.
And just one big Delaware County football
family.
I'm still
in shock from seeing 40-year-old people who, with children and wives, who I last saw on a football field 20 years ago, who were just barely, many weren't even 18 yet. They
yeah.
weren't going to be 18 for a few months. So.
Well, Alex graduated in the spring, so he's really just wrapping up the student teaching
yep.
this fall. And, again, I had to laugh and thought, wait a minute, it just feels like maybe last year or two that he was running around at halfback and safety. But guess not. He's a full-grown adult now. So,
yeah,
and helping out the Radnor here.
It's funny, when it's your kids, you kind of look forward to that part. But when when they're not your kids, it's like, what happened?
That's
of course,
right.
Then you begin to look in the mirror and go, I know what happened.
Yep. All right. Well, again, Radnor in good shape here. Going to get the ball to start the second half.
I'll be glad to find out whether my dad stayed tuned. He generally turns off at halftime, but he said if it was a good game, he may stay on. So,
right.
Dad, if you're listening, I'm pulling on my earlobe.
We like the California listeners as well. Brandon Serbeck and number 13, Jameer Dixon, await the kickoff. And Emmett Young sends a line drive, angling towards the sideline and into the end zone. Great job there for Emmett Young. And a touchback right there and a long field for Radnor to start.
Great kick.
Emmett apparently not too tired. As we mentioned earlier on, he's scored two goals and had an assist in the win in the soccer game yesterday. I didn't hear how the soccer team did today, but he played this afternoon up at Shanahan. So hustling down here, good work there for Emmett Young, who was 1-for-1 on the extra point in the first half, and now a good kickoff to start the second. Sam DeLella has the Radnor offense ready to roll here. Sam just 1-for-7 throwing it in the first half. He's in the shotgun, two wide receivers to the left, one to the right, and a tight end to the right is Cam Williams. On first down, they throw a tight end pop pass incomplete, looking for Cam Williams right up the middle and just out of the reach of
And if
Williams.
That had been completed, boy, that might have been six. He was wide open. Nobody was really on him. Good separation. That was dangerous. So he's going to have to kind of take a look at that again.
Would have been Williams and just one-on-one with Ebo Pio there. And Williams at 6'3", 220.
Yeah.
He's headed to Penn next fall.
A lot to bring down, although I don't think he could outrun Pio, but I don't know.
Here we go. Tight end to the left this time is Williams. Two receivers to the right, one receiver split out to the left side, and DeLella on second down and short. They give inside, and we've got nothing doing there. I thought I saw a flag fly over on the far sideline, and they are going to blow this dead momentarily. So I think you're going to end up with some kind of procedure or maybe a sideline warning here.
Yep.
Yeah, sideline warning on Radnor. But so just a warning at the moment and a two-yard carry there. Was that Margolis on the carry? Third down upcoming here. They'll snap it from about the 23. So third down and 7. Aiden Prochniak checks out. Panthers with a three-man front here. Shahadi, Mazur, and Burke. Nickel package with Alex Hemingway checking into the game. Third down and 7 from the 23. Back to pass DeLella, looking, firing over the middle underneath to Cam Williams. He's got a head of steam and some running room. Running through tacklers, takes a man out to the 41-yard line. So a gain of 18 for Cam Williams, and a first down, his first catch of the night.
Yep.
And it's a good way to get your quarterback going there, right?
No doubt about it. And it gives you the first down you need. It sustains the drive.
And it's a warning to Haven. You know, if this starts to work, they're going to be in some trouble here.
Just an easy, short throw there underneath the coverage, and then you just have to step up and tackle. Well, easier said than done. Yep. First and 10 now from the 41. This is Delella. Give inside and running room for Belleville, who's going to run through one tackle, still on his way, feet inside the 40, down to the 35. Gain of 24 for Belleville, who's up to, well, he's your leading rusher in the game by far now. Good work there.
This has to be close to their deepest penetration, isn't it?
Yeah, they're about Panther 35 is about as close as they've been.
Yep.
Opening drive of this half, moving left to right here is Radnor. They trail 7-0 with 10:30 and counting to play here in the third quarter.
Well, we talked about this at the half. You know, this is what Radnor really needs to do is possess some time on the clock and score.
Mark McKeon brings in the play. He sets up to the left of the formation with two other receivers. So they go trips left, now sort of a pistol look. Dixon, split end to the right. Belleville, your single setback. They give it to Belleville, who's going to slip one tackle and bounce out to the left side for a few. Good pursuit there by the Panther defense. They had a shot at him in the backfield. Doughty got in the backfield in a hurry, just couldn't corral him. So a gain of about 3 to the Panther of 33. So call it about second down and 8. So good work there by Panther defense. And again, Doughty really the force on that play with just making him bounce out to the left here. All right, here we go. Dixon singled out on the right side here with Jairus Adams. On second down and 7, now you got flags on the play pre-snap. And probably a good thing for Radnor because Christian Mazur practically took that handoff. But
you don't know how much it was capped.
You're going to have a dead ball pre-snap and illegal procedure against Radnor will back it up to second down and about 13. But Mazur came flying into the backfield there, and Panthers seemed to be in good shape on a what originally looked like a running play. So we'll see what Coach Ryan comes up with for the Radnor offense. Brendan Serbeck brings in the play. 9:27 and counting to play here in the third quarter. 7-0 Strathaven if you're joining us late. Moving left to right on 2nd and 13. Delella back to pass. Has time. Looks. Steps up. Has a man down the seam and a man out there. And it is juggled and caught by Serbeck at the 5-yard line. Nice work there by Serbeck. Jairus Adams in coverage. Had a beat on it, it seemed, and just wrestled away there by Serbeck. Great job.
He did a cardinal sin. I think he went for the ball and it allowed the catch.
Serbeck with a gain there.
Down to 5, definitely the deepest penetration Radnor has, and they are, short of losing the ball, they are about to complete their mission here, which is tie this game.
First and goal from the 5. Panther defense needs to stiffen here. Delella in the gun. Wing to the left, and they give it to Margolis on the stretch play to that left side, and he is in for the touchdown, untouched. And the Raiders a chance to tie it here with 8:56 to play here in the third quarter. A strong opening drive for Radnor that started back at their 20-yard line.
Yep. Does not bode well for Haven. They're going to have answer that, and they got to come back and score on their own now.
All right, here we go. Extra point will be number 80 stepping in. Jack Lindgren and out of the hold of Phil Gaddy. All right, 8:56 to play here in the third. Panthers leading 7-6 momentarily. Snap is down, ball spotted, kick, plenty of leg, and good. Lindgren pounds it through, and we are tied 8:56 to play here in the third quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Stick with us. See if the Panthers can answer. We'll be back for more football, week 4 action, right here on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. We are tied. Panthers now need to answer on offense. 7-7, an 80-yard scoring drive for Radnor coming out of the halftime locker room. Big play to Brendan Serbeck, set it up at the 5, and Taylor Margolis pounds it in from there. He had 188 yards rushing coming in. Only 4 yards rushing tonight, but he has the points on the board for Radnor. And here we go, Lindgren to kick it away. Ebo Pio stands deep. Here's a squib kick. It's going to take a hop to Evan Blake, who takes a knee at the 33-yard line, and a good decision there by Blake with runners bearing down. So Radnor wants nothing to do with kicking it deep tonight, and understandably so, but the Panther offense now will start first and 10 at their own 33 from the right hash mark. Jack Ryder brings in the play. Try to keep you posted on scores from elsewhere here. Quakertown on top of Upper Moreland 17-0 now up in Willow Grove. Penwood trailing Upper Darby 13-12 at halftime. Here, first and 10. Gives to Prochniak off the right side. He's going to spin his way across the 35 to about the 36. Gain of 3 on first down. The Panthers just so far content to slug it out 3-4 yards at a time. Prochniak, again, came in averaging almost 14 yards a carry. Much tougher sledding tonight. 15 carries for 42 yards. Ebo Pio, 9 carries for 17. Blake, 6 for 24. And Ryder, the quarterback, sneak for the touchdown. He's under center. Second down and 7 from the 36. Pio in the backfield with Prochniak. Wing to the right is Blake. They give it to Prochniak, and he's going to get a couple. Still pushing his way off that left side. And, wow, second, third effort there from Big John to the 39. Give him 3 more. Tough, tough sledding. He'll sleep well tonight. Nice work there by Elijah Hall.
Yeah, they are really, Haven are really up against it. They cannot seem to break these guys loose and make the holes that they're used to creating for these guys.
So Radnor went with a much bigger front tonight. Just some substitutions on the defensive line. They go about 250, 250, 210 across the down three. Third down and 4 from the 39. Ryder turns, gives to Pio off the right side. Head of steam momentarily, bounces back to his left and has himself a first down. Lowered the pad level and scoots out to the 45. Gain of 6 for Ebo and a Panther first down. Nice work there for Strathaven to keep it moving. And trying to answer an 80-yard scoring drive to start this second half for Radnor. All right, we'll try to keep you updated on other games, but IMG trailing St. Joe's Prep 13-10. Here on first down, this is a sweep to Evan Blake. Looking for running room, cuts upfield, lowers the shoulder, and across the midfield, stripe to the 49. Good tough running there from Evan. Give him 6 more yards. And again, pulling guard Matt Dowdy leading the way, and that time Evan just said, yeah, we're going to take a tackler with me.
I really think that one of the things that was talked about at halftime was, all right, no more dancing around the backfield. You run at them, and you run your route. And whatever happens, happens. Don't look for the hole. Just run it at them, and we'll expect the hole to break.
Yep. Take your 3 or 4 if you can get it. And second and 4 is what we have here. Wing to the right is Blake. Tight end, and now motion man is P.O., and the give inside is to Prochniak, who's going to push his way for a couple. Give him the 47 for just 2 yards. It'll bring up third down and 2. Pat Bajukas on the tackle. And he'll check out of the game momentarily, and 50 for Lyle Ruddy checks in. Big 99, Daytrell Jerome into the game at 6'2". So a good rotation here for the defensive front for the Raiders as well, keeping some fresh legs in there.
Yep.
6'14 and counting to play here in the third. Panthers on the Radnor side of the 50. On third and 2, running to the near side is Blake. He's going to lower his shoulder and pick up a first down. Good work there. Nice work by Cody Nixon on the tackle, but Blake just said, I'm going to get my 6'4 frame right over top of you when you go low and land at the 43 for 4 more yards and a first down.
What I'm starting to see now, and I haven't seen this in years, is the front line, they're talking to each other. They're telling each other who they're hitting, who they're getting to, what has to be done. When you get that kind of teamwork, that can only bode good things.
First and 10 from the 43, and Panthers with a fresh set of downs here. Prochniak straight ahead for a couple, and then they stand him up and drive him backwards. Forward progress will give him the 40, or just
maybe,
shy of the 40.
Yeah.
All right, give him 2, and second down and 8 upcoming. 20-13, Episcopal Academy on top of Northeast as we speak. Here, 7-7, Strathaven with the football, second down and 8 from the Radnor 41-yard line. Drive started at their own 33. Prochniak is your fullback with P.O. alongside of him. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. On second down is P.O. Off the right side, he's got a little bit of running room, and he'll squeak his way under a tackler down to the 38. So give him about 3 more. Brings up third down and about 5.
Well, I tell you, there have been no glaring holes. There's been no big open green spaces that we've seen in previous games. Radner is doing a heck of a job containing the offense. They're giving up to 3 and 4, and of course what they're hoping to do in this case, you got now 3rd and 5. If we can hold them to 3 or 4, of course this may be 4 down territory here, but right. Still we're stopping the drive.
Tight end to the right is John Wilson. They go tackles over to that side. Give on the sweep, looking for room as Blakey's got a little running room now. He's going to lower the shoulder and pick up the 35, but not much else. Margulis pursuing very well from the inside.
Yep.
And a sure tackler drops him shy of the first down. It is 4th down and 2, Mike.
And staying tough.
Yep.
Staying tough is Radner, and they're making Haven pay for every yard they get. You know, you saw Blake come around the corner like that sometimes, and if there was somebody there, they'd run around them, they'd get through them, they'd jump over them, whatever. Here, boy, Radner is sure on their tackles and dropping them.
4th and 2 from the Radner 35. Home faithful and away faithful below us, making some noise. Give us to Blake one more time off that left side. He's going to lower the shoulder. He's going to be awfully close. I don't know. He is very close to a first down. If he got it, they're going to get it to him by inches. If he puts it down with a left foot spot, I think he has it, and he will. Gain of 3 for Evan Blake. Just tough, tough running here, and good work by the offensive line. Panthers 0 for 5 throwing it in the first half. Radner was just 1 for 7, 3 for 10 now.
Yep.
But
and they didn't have to. They've got some great running.
Right.
In the last series was terrific.
1st and 10 for the Panthers from the Radner 33. Clock ticks, 3:40 and counting to play here in the third. On the sweep, they go the other way to Pio. He gets a block inside, outside. He's going to get himself across the, well, just down. They're going to mark him shy of the 30. How about that? Gain of just 2.
He had to change direction. That slowed him down and allowed the Radner linebacker to catch up with him. That was great, great defense, because otherwise, I think against most of the teams in this league, I think Peel would have been gone, or at least a big game.
Yeah, Henry was leading the way out there, but you're right, Mike. Great job by the contain man to turn him back inside to where he had help. Jack Ryder jogs in the play to the far hash. Panthers on the right hash, 2nd down and 8 from the Radner 31-yard line. Again, 2 tight end set. Radner with 9 in the box. Motion man is Evan Blake. Give us to Prochniak, grots a room off the left side, cuts inside, across the 25, down to the 24. There's 7 for you.
Yep.
Brings up 3rd down and 1. Nice work there that time for the off tackle following Sam Burke.
Now we got a 3rd and 1 here, which is just what the offense wants.
Yep. Do you take your shot at the end zone here and then say, we'll go for it on 4th and 1 anyway? You try to catch somebody sleeping?
You can. The problem is you got a real concern about turnovers here.
Right. My guess is they keep it on the ground and keep on slugging away here. 2:20, 2:19 and counting to play here in the third. Panthers 3rd and 1 from the Radner 24. Ryder turns, gives to Prochniak, pushes his way off the left side. He's got a 1st down. He's going to tumble forward into the lap of Cam Williams, but down to the 16-yard line. That's 8 more for Prochniak.
There's a little difference of running for Prochniak. He actually kind of stutter-stepped, took his time, kind of waited for something to happen, and just went through. Not the bull in a china shop that we would expect. So,
yep.
You know, change it up a little bit. It makes pursuit difficult. It makes, you know, the defense kind of second-guess what they're about to do.
20 carries, 64 yards for Prochniak and counting. Not eye-popping stats, but it's moved the chains. Team football here for the Panthers. They share it amongst 3 ball carriers tonight, and Ryder's under center on 1st and 10. Give is to Blake, who cuts it back into the secondary. He goes. Blake tumbles his way and lunges into the end zone. Touchdown, Evan Blake from the 16. Just like that. They've been waiting for the Panthers to bust one, and number 18 does it with 1:39 to play here in the third. Great work by the junior. His 2nd touchdown on the ground this year. And now we've got an injured Radner player here back at the 14-yard line. So a 16-yard rushing touchdown here for Evan Blake. Wind out of our sails momentarily while they attend to an injured Raider here at the 14-yard line. Did not see who this was. So hoping the best for regardless who it is. But we'll have a pause here while they before they line up for the extra point.
I
but
got 20-something, 20.
Is it 24? Is it Belleville 20, or 26? It could be Margulis. Yeah, Belleville is actually in the defensive huddle. So this Coach Clancy's going to bring the Panthers over to the sideline. Yeah, this is Taylor Margulis, inside linebacker, who's just been flat-out fantastic tonight. We have him for 12 tackles so far, and we're not even through the third quarter. Margulis is going to walk off under his own power, so good news there. And the Panthers will line up for an extra point. 1:39 to play here in the third, and a 67-yard scoring drive for the Panthers answers the Raiders' opening flurry in the first 2 minutes of the half. So, good work there by Strathaven to counterpunch. They lead it by six. Extra point pending here. John Pershniak will snap it. Jack Ryder on a knee at the 10-yard line will put it down. Emmett Young on for the extra point. He was 8-for-8 last week. 1-for-1 tonight. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is a low kick, but sneaks over the bar. Emmett Young up and good.
This is Emmett Young. I just kicked another extra point, which means we just raised more money to fight childhood cancer. Won't you join our effort?
We're joining it, Emmett, and with 1:39 to play here in the third quarter, we'll be back in just a moment. Strathaven back on top, 14-7, right here on havenfootball.net.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Evan Blake's second rushing touchdown of the season as the Panthers back out in front here in the third quarter. 1:39 to play in that third stanza. Emmett Young ready to kick it away. Brendan Serbeck awaits with Dixon. Dixon has it go through his hands into the end zone for another touchback from Emmett Young. He is just pounding the ball tonight, and 14 in white sets up Radner with another long field. Now, can the Panther defense do a better job than they looked a little sleepy coming out of that second, out of that halftime locker room? We're gashed on the ground, and then a big pass play down to the 5-yard line. The first catch of the night for Serbeck is what set up the Radner score. So, Panther defense back on the field. Radner will start at their own 20, moving left to right here into a slight wind here in the third quarter. Single receiver out to the left, single receiver to the right, and they go two tight ends for the first time tonight. All right, here we go. Shotgun look for Delella. He's going to give it on the stretch play to the left side, and going nowhere is Belleville. What a job filling the hole there. Panthers looking for two hats in the hole time and time again, and a good job there by Blake and Dowdy.
Well, the way that works is when you seal that hole, he saw he had nowhere to go.
Yep.
So he's just slowing down. Hopefully something develops, and of course it doesn't. And by that time, there were three or four white jerseys there, and he was just done.
Second down and 10. Belleville and Dowdy. I'm sorry, Belleville was stopped there by Dowdy and Blake. And second and 10, back to Pastelel. Looking to his left, fires a slant. It is complete, and it is a first down out to the 34-yard line. Good tackle there by John Prochniak. But Reese Evans, on his first catch of the night, picks up 14.
I love passing like that.
Quick slants.
I think that's just so effective.
Well, first down of this drive, and they'll set up three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. And single setback is Scott Belleville. Delella in the gun, looking at a four-man front. They give it inside to Belleville, and they've got him stacked up this time. Good work by Mazur and Dowdy. They'll drop him for, we'll call it no gain, to be generous.
They're coming
brings
in
up
over
second
the,
and 10.
They're coming in over the center now. I'm assuming they're lining up. I have to look. They look like they're lining up in the gaps and making penetration now. And, of course, you block up those holes. It's tough for anybody to get started.
Dowdy's been terrific as on the defensive line thus far. Here we are, 13 seconds, 12 seconds, and counting to play in the third quarter. And Radner will take to the sideline and say, we'll switch ends and try it from there. All right, we're going to come to the end of the third quarter. Strathaven 14, Radner 7. We're in a tight one here. It's been a one-score game each of the last 2 years. This one's shaping up to be similar. Glad you're with us. Live around the archive, back for fourth quarter action in just a moment, right here on havenfootball.net.
After the game, don't forget to check out the best high school football website, havenfootball.net.
you'll be able to check scores around the Central League, as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there is no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action now from Radnor High School. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. Pete Fulgenetti and Andrew Kaufman with the stats and spotting. And thanks again to everybody here at Radnor for getting us set up in the booth. 14-7 Strathaven as we start the fourth quarter. Radnor with second down and 10 from their own 34. Back to pass is DeLella looking, firing to the far sideline. Has a man wide open in and out of the hands of Jameer Dixon. And he's going to want that one back. He had about 5 to 10 yards in front of him if he catches it and turns forward. But
that was a blown coverage by Haven. Nobody was on him.
Everyone went deep, and Jameer stopped short to make the play, but couldn't haul it in. Third down and 10. DeLella on the money that time, but they could not put it all together. And DeLella throwing the football now, just 4 out of 12 for 33 yards. 32 of it, I'm sorry, except for 75 yards. I was looking at his long pass was 33, so 75 yards thrown it. On those four completions. He's in the shotgun. Two receivers to either side. Panthers rush three. He's back looking. Has pressure underneath momentarily. He's underneath Dixon who makes the catch. This time the Panthers step up and bury him. Great job by Hemingway and John Wilson stopping him 4 yards shy. It'll bring up fourth down and, well, just about four. We'll call it 3.5, and the punt team comes on.
That was very much a prevent-type defense. Let him catch it and then tackle him.
Talked about that before the game, too, just to say, look, if they run their underneath stuff, you have to step up and make stops. And right there, Hemingway as a nickelback came in and makes the play. Wilson there as well. And Reese Evans on to punt. Pio and Willette await the snap, or await the kick, rather. And it is a wobbler. It's heading towards Pio, who's got it at the 25-yard line, looking for a block and looking for room. Speeds up that left side, down that far sideline with 45, out to the midfield stripe, and Ebo Pio. Getting it going in the return game tonight. A couple of nice punt returns. This one to the 46-yard line. Give him 21 on the punt return. He had 17-yard return on his first effort tonight. And this one has the Panthers set up near midfield with a 14-7 lead, 11:08 to play in regulation.
Radnor had it set up fairly well, but they just can't anticipate his speed. And when he started to turn that corner, he was just gone. And there was really nobody was going to catch up to him.
Great Valley on top of Sun Valley, 15-12. Springfield's on the board. They trail Garnet Valley, 35-7. Here we go. First and 10, Strathaven from their own 46. Looking for another clock-eating drive, perhaps. 10 men in the box now. Give is to Prochniak for a little bit of room off the right side, and he'll cross the midfield stripe and be tumbled at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, well, I think strategy now, I'm sorry, strategy with 11 minutes left in the game is, you know, possess the ball, take a good 5, 6, 7 minutes off the clock, get your score, and this one's pretty much over. That's got to be the philosophy. Although nobody's going to argue if suddenly, you know, somebody breaks out and goes 60 yards for a touchdown, but they'd rather just grind it out in the ground and get the points.
Prochniak with a gain of 5 on first down. Double wing this time. Pio to the left, Blake to the right. Motion man is Pio. They give it to him. We're off the right side on the sweep. Cuts back inside momentarily and cuts his way. Oh, late flag. Boy, that's a shame. If the Panthers get called here, they do.
Yep.
That's a shame. Here, that play was about blown dead at the 46-yard line, and the flag comes in very late. And they'll put it down at the midfield stripe and march this thing backwards. So it's going to turn it into second down and about 16 instead of third and one. Panthers with a couple of costly holding calls tonight.
And I would think that that hold was very late in the play. It was probably just not necessary.
Right. Pia was already past the play, and you know, this is not a huge gain. This is a gain of 3 or 4, really. Instead, they'll march it back to the Strathaven 40. And now perhaps a different approach here for Coach Clancy from the right hash. Sends Ryder in with the play. All right, here we go. Still with a wing tee with two tight ends. Prochniak to the right. They give to John Prochniak. Straight ahead, fullback dive for a couple. Out to the 42, maybe 43. And brings up third down and 13. But again, Mike, you're right. Just
melt some clock if you can, but not like Radnor has to worry about time left at this point if
no,
you get a stop on third down long.
Right. I mean, this that play, to go up the gut on a second and 14, 15, I don't understand. I don't know what you've seen up the center that's going to get you big yardage. But
third and 13 now from the 43. Ryder, again, staring at nine men in the box. Two tight ends in front of him. Quick hitter. This is Proshniak. There's some room. Straight ahead. There it is. 45-40. It's a foot race. And they'll track him down from behind at the 28-yard line. Well, I don't know what they've seen, says Mike, and it goes our way this
time. Well, that quick hitter, though, that can be an extremely effective play. And they haven't done it much tonight, if at all, really.
Right.
And I think it just caught him looking in the backfield. And by the time they realized somebody else had the ball, he was gone.
33 yards for Proshniak on that burst, and he's suddenly over 100 yards rushing. 23 for 103. And it's 33-yard run. Give is on the sweep to this near side. This is Pio looking for room. Bounces it outside, 25, and just knocked out of bounds just shy of the 20. Good pursuit there by Margolis again. Margolis, so good to see him back in the game.
Yep,
he was down on the ground after the last Strathaven touchdown, but he's still out there tackling everybody. 13 tackles on the night now is what we have for Taylor Margolis.
Good first down play. Got about 6 yards.
They'll put it down on the 20-yard line, so the Panthers convert on third and 13 with the fullback trap. And now second down and three in the red zone again. Tight end to the left is Aiden Proshniak. John Wilson to the right. They shift wing right to Evan Blake. Second and three. It's John Proshniak off left side. He's going to bounce his way for a couple, and another flag comes in. You might have another holding call here. This one came from the umpire. Still in the neighborhood of holding, and we'll see. Keep an eye on it. And holding again the call against Strathaven. So second and three is going to turn into second and 13, I guess.
Well, Haven's doing everything they can to try to screw up their chances here. There's no doubt about that. I mean,
that's
this.
Right. Two holding calls in the same drive now. And again, some sloppy play from the Panthers here, but they lead it 14-7, still in a good spot on the field here at the 29-yard line, but.
Four down territory for
sure. Four down probably, I would think, unless you wanted to.
Unless you go backwards.
Right. All right, here we go. Panthers are going to, now you're going to get a timeout for Coach Clancy as they broke the huddle with, just about broke the huddle with 12 men. So, again, good call by Clancy to regroup here with 9:06 to play in regulation. We'll take a short timeout with them. Panthers holding on to a lead and the football and hopefully another score when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Ralph. 9:06 to play here in the fourth quarter. Strathaven leading 14-7. Have a second down and 13 upcoming here from the Radnor 29-yard line. So two holding penalties on this drive have hurt them. They bounced back from a third and 13 earlier with a big run from John Proshniak. What can they do here with Chris Willette split end to the right? Motion man is Ebo Pio. On back to pass is Ryder. Looking, firing to the flat. It is juggled and great catch by Blake. Steps away from a man and tumbles down to the 20-yard line. Oh, with his fingertips down by the ankles. Great job by Blake. A big play down to the 20-yard line.
Wow.
And that'll set up third down and four. First completion of the night for Jack Ryder.
Not a great pass either. Went right to his feet, but he picked it up.
But well covered. Here they go. Hurry up. Panthers trying to snap, and now Radnor forced to burn a timeout, or you're going to get a free five there. Good work there by the Panthers, as Radnor's been substituting defensive linemen almost after every play. So going to the no huddle there, Tom Ryan heads up play on that far sideline to call timeout, or else you were going to get too many men on the field and another first down.
And it's been an extremely effective substitution. They've got fresh legs in there. Defense for Radnor is playing extremely well, giving Strathaven everything they can possibly handle. We're just going to stay right here, though, for this.
Yep.
What kind of updates do we have?
Quick score updates as well. 37-0, Academy Park putting on a clinic over Simon Gratz. So mercy rule in effect there as Academy Park's about to go to 4-0. Harry S. Truman on top, 25-7, up in the Suburban One League over Christ the King. A couple other quick scores here. Episcopal Academy has gone final. They beat Northeast tonight, 26-13. Haverford all over Interboro, 41-7. Bonner Prendy on top of Newman Goretti, 15-12. So Bonner trying to stay undefeated. They would go to 3-0. Garnet Valley on top of Springfield, 35-7. That's a running clock in the second half. Third and four right here for the Panthers from the 20-yard line. 8:37 to play here in regulation. So Panthers looking for something positive here. Radner goes with the big front again. 10 men in the box. Ryder, two tight end set, gives to P.O. off the right side. He sheds a tackle, bounces his way into the secondary, drives his way inside the 10 to the 9. 11 yards later, it's first and goal on the legs of Ebo P.O. And Radner defense starting to show some wear and tear here, Mike. The Panthers have been on the field a ton.
Yeah, when you're looking at, you got 23 minutes possession for Panthers, 13 for Radner. You're also looking at some stats. Right now, rushing yards for Haven just went over 200 to 204. Radner's kind of hanging at 82 yards on rushing so far.
First and goal from the 9. They are in field goal range, but wanting more than that. Give is to John Prochniak. Looking, picks his way off the right side. He's going to push inside just shy of the 5. So give him 3. John Wilson leading the way, and Prochniak again. You're right, Mike. As there's times when it calls for just that quick burst straight ahead to see what you can get, and he has picked his spots in a few carries here in the fourth quarter to find some positive yardage, and again, melting the clock a little bit here as well.
I think the slowness also affects the defense, because if he's not moving as quickly, they're wondering whether he's going to get the ball or not.
Second down and 6. Second and goal, rather, from the 6. Wing to the right is Blake. It's John Prochniak straight ahead. He's going to spin his way right into the arms. Pat Bajukas right there to meet him.
A yard on that one.
Down to the 5 as Bajukas eats him up that time. Big 64 with his 5th tackle of the night.
Well, they've accomplished half their goal, which is to run the time off the clock, now approaching 7 minutes. So that's the good news. The bad news is they really have to get the score here. They really have to put this thing away right here.
Third and goal from the 5. Aiden Prochniak, tight end to the left. To the right is John Wilson. Two backs behind Ryder, and now they shift. P.O. into the backfield. Blake goes to the wing. They give it to P.O. off the right side. He's going to lower the shoulder, drive his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Ebo P.O. His first of the night. At the 6:55 mark of the fourth quarter, and the Panthers lead it 20-7 with 6:55 to play here in regulation. A punishing drive on the ground. They mix one pass in there, big play by Evan Blake on the catch to get them set up for third and short.
Well, that's the textbook, guys. That's what we needed to do. That's what they did. You can't ask for more than that.
Emmett Young on for the extra point. Jack Ryder to hold. Looks like Radner jumped, and yeah, I wonder if they'll try to kick this, or they may go for 2 here, move it half the distance. Let's see here. Coach Clancy, we have seen him change his mind previously.
Did he have a choice to take it on the kickoff as well?
He could.
No? Yeah.
He could. Or he may say, yeah, let's go for 2 and try to make this a 15-point game. They're going to take it on the kickoff.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. He's waving on the kickoff, waving to the official as if he can take it on the kickoff. So let's see. Oh, no? Well, referee and Coach Clancy are discussing it, but otherwise we'll say no, we'll try the kick. Okay, so Jack Ryder and Emmett Young move it forward about a yard and a half. And
I guess that answers our question. You can't do it on a kick. Can't transfer.
6:55 to play here in the fourth. Emmett Young on for his third extra point attempt of the evening. 20-7, Strathaven, extra point pending. Snap is a good one. Ball spotted, kick is away. Not much on it, and it falls short. Emmett Young was just buried by the... And, wow, no call. All right, Emmett Young was just clobbered on the kick, and the extra point no good. No, it just fell short, but he was hit by one of the guys attempting to block it. No call. 6:55 to play here in the fourth. We'll take a short timeout. See what the Panthers can come up with on defense. Radner trying to answer right here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven.
Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Prevost Field, 20-7. Strathaven on top of Radnor. Emmett Young has a tee inside the left hash and high end over end kick into the wind this time. It's going to be one of the up men. This is Taylor Margulis from the 14-yard line. Straight up the middle, cuts to his right, tries to bounce it to that far sideline, has a little bit of the edge, and then Jarris Adams slings him out of bounds. And then a flag comes in late. Oh, my. Panthers are going to get hit with unnecessary roughness for something after the fact here. Looks like a hit out of bounds. So they had Margulis stopped at the 39-yard line, and I think you're going to end up with 15 more yards there. Dead ball foul, Strathaven, they're going to say he was hit out of bounds. So couldn't quite see how that played out over on that far sideline amongst the crowd, but either way, the ball's going to be in Strathaven territory here to start this Radnor drive. 6:47 to play here in the fourth, 20-7, not 21. So, well, Mike, you said, hey, you can put this game away. Well, not so fast, says Radnor. They're in great shape here. First and 10 at the right hash, moving right to left. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right is Dixon.
Haven needs a stop and or a turnover.
Delela in the shotgun. Halfback on his hip. He's back, looking to his left. Now goes down the middle. No, he's going to step up and try to throw. He throws late, and it is complete. Good tackle there by Evan Blake as he hits Dixon. We'll see where the forward progress gets him.
Like
I think he's
going
to have a first down.
Yeah.
Nice work. Delela was great job there. He pulled it down. It looked like he was ready to fire and then tucked it and said, I'll try it again. So completion there to Dixon. His second catch of the night. They go hurry up here. First and 10 from the Haven 34. Delela pump fakes and it's tipped incomplete. Looking for Dixon on a quick hitter there. Fake handoff inside and a quick pop pass to the slot back falls to the turf.
I'll give it to Radnor's coach. I mean, he has got guts. You know, that ball gets turned over, your game is over. And he's rushing around and throwing it. And that was about 2 feet away from being picked off.
Delela 6 out of 15 for 93 yards. Dixon with 2 catches for 18. He's split to the far side. Two receivers to the near side as well. Back to pass Delela. Looking. Pump fakes. Fires down the seam. And it is intercepted by Chase Barlow. Barlow at the 15. Looking for room up this near sideline. A man on his tail. Barlow is going to take it out to the 40-yard line. And the Strathaven defense comes up huge. The sophomore's first varsity pick. And the Panthers secondary has an interception every week now. And Chase with a big-time play. 25 on the return. And the Panther defense with a big-time stop.
Well, that was the risk we just talked about. You know, when you start getting up there and hustling like that, you take a turnover. That was a low-percentage pass. He thought he saw something, but it wasn't there. And that's what happens when you're rushing around trying to make something happen.
So now the Panthers looking to throw a dagger here, leading 20-7. They're at their own 40-yard line.
Ball control.
6:12 to play here in the fourth quarter. Give us a Prochniak off the right side. He'll get it maybe two or less. We'll see. They'll put it out at the 42. So Prochniak, 26 carries, 108 yards. Again, 4 yards a carry. Not eye-popping, but super effective tonight. Ebo Pio, 15 for 50. Evan Blake, 11 for 55. So now the Panthers, again, getting up near that 4 yards a carry average that translates to first downs when you do all the math. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Blake in the backfield with John Prochniak on second down and 8. They give this on the sweep to Ebo Pio to this near sideline. He's going to dance his way for positive yardage. Great job and balanced by Pio. Looked like they had him hemmed in after a gain of 2. Instead, it's going to bring up 3rd and 1 as Pio rips off 7 more.
That was really great running. I mean, Roy just danced on the sidelines, kept himself in bounds, which is probably something to do with the talk I had with him last Friday night.
That's right. That's right.
I told him. Right. I said, when you're winning by, you know, 3 touchdowns, don't go out of bounds.
So. He stays in bounds. Clock continues to melt. And 3rd and 1 here. Panthers 36 inches from a fresh set of downs. Ryder turns, gives to Prochniak. First down and not much more, but he got
That's
it.
All right.
Give him 3. Move the pile into Radnor territory at the 49.
All that matters now is that clock ticking down, and they'll keep doing that. Radnor has, what, two timeouts left?
Two timeouts to play with, 4:54 at the moment till they set the chains, and now the clock restarts. So Strathaven leading 20-7, 4:50 and counting to play, and Ryder a little more deliberate running the play in.
Or just notice our stats tell us how many timeouts we have.
Got the monitor up
so
here,
cool.
Andrew Kaufman all over it. Mike,
I'm waiting for ABC
fantastic
to come in and make an offer to take over this thing.
Please don't. I enjoy this. Two tight ends. Ryder under center. On first and 10 from the Radnor 49. Gives Debo Pio off the right side.
Oh.
They're stripping at the ball, but Pio still on his feet. He's going to push his way to the 41.
I thought
gain
that was a face
more
mask. It was a ball, you think? You
yeah.
Okay.
They're ripping at the football, and again, understandably so. They're
sure
going to need something. And now, all right, they are going to call
flag
a face mask, I think. Their flag came down late, and now you've got a Radnor player in some trouble here. This is Jeremiah Hall, who's going to get some attention from the trainer. And you're going to get face mask tacked on to the 8-yard run from Ebo Pio. So, again, what a job here from the Strathaven. We always like to say front five,
yes,
tackle to tackle. But these two tight ends have been fantastic. And never mind the halfbacks, right? Whether when you're handing it to the fullback, and even the fullback Prochniak tonight has blocked well. So, again, these guys all take pride in their blocking, and it's showing up.
At the end of the day, the coach says, look, we're going to run our program. We're going to do what we need to do. Keep your head in the game. Do what we have to do. They're going to win a few. They're going to lose a few relative to the contest between our linemen. But we're just going to keep pounding away at them, and we will eventually overcome it and win it. And boy, it is true. They've had some difficult penalties they didn't want to deal with. They cost them some yards and some field position, but they just kept the game plan in force, and they've done what they had to do. And at the end of the day, I think that's what this is going to – they're going to look at it, film and stuff, is we did what we had to do to win this thing. And
so,
very effective.
Absolutely. So good news here for everybody. But Radnor's Jeremiah Hall is going to walk off under his own power here. And brings up first down and 10 for Strathaven after Pio's 8-yard run, a 5-yard face mask tacked on. We'll move the football to the Radnor 36. 4:19 to play here in the fourth. Strathaven leading by 13. And at this point, just can't turn the ball over.
Right.
No
just
turnovers. Keep the clock going. The clock melts.
Control the ball into the end zone or control the ball to a possession, turnover from downs.
Christian Mazur in at tight end to the right side. Wilson to the left. Gave us Evan Blake with some running room off the left side. Cuts back up the middle. Pushes his way for a few down near the, where are they putting this down? The 33. Blake ended up down near the 31. So maybe, did they say his knee touched down before that? All right.
I think there was a fumble or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So
no,
we'll put him down at the 33.
I saw him jumping around. I thought maybe the ball was loose.
Second down and 6. Blake for 4 more on his 12th carry of the night. 58 yards and the second Strathaven touchdown. Pio, Blake, and Ryder with the 3 touchdowns here for Strathaven. Prochniak is your fullback. Alongside of Ebo Pio, they give it to Prochniak. He's got no room this time. Still going to drive the pile. Look at that. And a flag comes in late.
Now, what could he have seen?
From the line judge.
And that was nothing but a mess of humanity.
Prochniak falls forward across the 30 momentarily, and then we'll see what happens from there. Number 11, Elijah Hall with first contact. Another face mask here. Okay, I was going to say that's...
this may be a 15-yarder.
Is it? Did he signal personal foul?
No, I didn't know.
Okay.
He did not.
All right. 5-yard variety from the end of the run. So Prochniak from the 29 to the 24. That'll another first down. All right. So down to the 24-yard line goes the football for Strathaven. Clock continues to melt. 3:10 and counting to play here in the fourth. They lead it 20-7. And the Panthers trying to ice this one and go to 4-0 for the first time since 2005. Under center is Jack Ryder. Wing to the right is Evan Blake. They give it to Ebo Pio with some running room momentarily. Cuts inside, and he'll push for about 3 or 4 here. See where they unpile across that 20-yard line. They'll give him the 8. They'll give him the 18. So Pio takes 5 more. Very effective. 18 carries, 71 yards, and a rushing touchdown for Ebo Pio. tack on a couple of nice punt returns as well, and he's had a nice game. He had some bumps in that rocky first quarter.
Yeah.
Had a couple of runs that didn't go his way, a drop pass early on, but he has bounced back in a big way.
Yep.
And second down and four upcoming now for the Panthers. Pio in the backfield alongside of John Prochniak. They give it to Prochniak off the left side and a little bit of running room. He can't get away from one man, and another flag comes in. This is probably going to be holding again. They have been all over that, that left side.
Yeah, we don't know who they're calling it on. Four was out there. Who's Alec Shahidi.
Holding against the Panthers. So suddenly, pretty clean, relatively clean game for most of the night. And now the fourth quarter, some of that might be fatigue. You're just not getting your feet moving and just grabbing on. But either way, they're going to march this thing backwards to the 27.
Penalty yards for Haven right now, standing at 51. Now it's 60. There we go.
Yeah. All right.
Six penalties, 60 yards.
Well, they get another down out of it.
Yep.
So they'll repeat the down. Second down and about 13, and we're inside of 2 minutes now.
And repeat the down, that's good for 30 seconds. So,
right.
You know, it's not all bad.
Under center is Jack Ryder. Two tight ends in front of him, wing T behind him. He takes the snap. Give is to Ebo Pio off the right side. He's going to step away from one man. Bounces inside, outside, back inside. Ducks his way to the 24 rather, for a gain of three. So, boy, he is shifty, isn't he?
Yeah, he can really. But I'll tell you, Redner's containing him well. I mean, he's, you know, if you're going to give up a situation, it'd be now.
Yep. So, speaking of timeouts here, Redner is going to take one. Third and long for the Panthers when we come back. They're trying to ice it to go to 4-0 on havenfootball.net.
Stop by Berman's Health Shop today for premium CBD oil, organic and Colorado grown. The best you can buy at a great value. We educate and talk you through the process of using CBD oil. Give us a call to learn how people are dropping traditional medicines for CBD. Call us at 610-874-8418. Trust the authority. Trust Berman's.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
1:39 to play here in the fourth. Strathaven 20, Radnor 7. Third and 10 for the Panthers at the Radnor 24-yard line. A first down here would about ice it. Ryder, under center, gives to Blake off the left side, cuts it back, is going to push his way through one tackler momentarily, and down to the 20-yard line for a gain of four. Timeout Radnor again, and we'll keep it right here and try to get you caught up on some scores here. Plymouth White Marsh is going to go to 4-0. They are taking it to winless Wissahickon, 49-7. PW in business there in the Suburban One American in the early going, and try to keep you with some other scores. Let's see if I can get you a Penwood Upper Darby score. That was a tight one. Everything else in the Central League tonight has been kind of a blowout. 13th, last we saw here, 13-12. Upper Darby on top of Penwood, with Upper Darby moving the ball well at the 20, at the Penwood 25. So keep an eye on that. Marple Newtown 35, Harrington 6 in the fourth quarter. That was a mercy rule at halftime. Harry S. Truman winning 32-7 after three. Abington 49, Bensalem 7. Upper Dublin all over Happer Worsham 33-7. Here, fourth and six. The Panthers will go for it and try to ice it. Two tight end set. Wing tee behind Ryder. Play fake. Back to passes. Ryder looking. He fires. It's going to be underthrown. Coming back to it is Bleak and incomplete at the five-yard line. Ball underthrown there by Ryder. Blake still almost came back and made a shoestring catch inside the five. So Radnor will get another crack at it here from at their own. Where are we putting it down here? At the 20-yard line. And the Panther defense will be asked for one more stop. Chase Barlow with a big play on that last possession with an interception down near inside his own 20.
And they're going to be looking for it again because obviously the only chance that Radnor has is to throw a long, score quick, onside kick, get the ball back, and do it again.
All right. First and 10 from the 20. Sam DeLella.
Playing three on the line.
Yep. Panthers will rush three. DeLella in the gun. Belleville on his right hip. Four wide, two to either side. Looks to his right, fires on the curl route, is complete, and good tackle there by Blake. on number three, Brandon Serbeck. Serbeck's second catch of the night, and now Radner in the hurry-up.
Radner is in a timeout.
Second down and about two. Dalella barks out the play. Three wide receivers to his left, one to his right. Clock ticks inside of a minute now as they snap it. He's back, looking, has a little bit of time. Now under pressure, fires back across his body, complete to Dixon, who steps away from his man, and he's across midfield and down to the Strathaven 45-yard line. Boy, is he quick when he hangs onto the ball. He's had some drops tonight, fortunately for the Panthers, but there, nice gain there of 27 and a first down for Radner. So they've kept him being Dalella, completely in check, and now he's completed his last two passes. Mm-hmm. Clock will restart here. Oh, now they're going to say Dixon stepped out of bounds.
Yeah,
So clock has stopped. 54 seconds to play in regulation. Dalella back to pass. Looking. Fires underneath. It's complete to Evans across the 40. Spins his way inside the Panther 35 to the 34. And it'll give him a first down on a gain of 12. And Radner ready to snap it again. As soon as they set the chains, and now they spike it, and you're going to get a flag. I think you're going to get illegal formation here against Radner. So right idea there for Dalella to kill the clock.
Yeah, he had to check his line, though.
Except not everybody was set. You're going to get illegal procedure against Radner and mark it back to the 39 with 44 seconds left to play. So look, Panthers can't give up a quick score here because then you're taking your chances with an onside kick.
Right.
And we saw on this field 7 days ago where, you know, Radner's ahead 7-0 essentially the entire game. A pick six ties the game at 7-7 with just 3 minutes left, and then suddenly Springfield's line up for a winning field goal. So back to pass here is Dalella. Looking, he wants it all deep down the middle and is incomplete through the hands of Dixon.
Boy, the defenders misjudged that. They came in closer, thought the ball was going to fall short, and if he'd been able to catch it, that was six right there.
Barlow and Pio in coverage there. Pio coming late as the free safety, and he had a step on Barlow that time, and Dixon could not haul it in inside the five.
33 seconds left. Clock has stopped because of the incomplete pass.
All right, here we go. Panthers again with a three-man front. Second down and 15 from the 39,
yep,
and now timeout. Coach Clancy,
obviously,
I think, wants to talk things over. All right, Panthers called time. So 32 seconds left, and now the defense wants to talk things over. Jim Connor and Eric Hollingsworth bringing the boys to the sideline to say, hey, let's catch our breath and figure it out.
I think one of the things you have to say is, guys, we cannot play the ball here. We have to play the receiver. You know, if he's going, you have to protect him from going anywhere once he catches the ball. If you go for the ball and you miss, he scores. That's not what we want. If he completes it at the five and you tackle him at the five, we'll deal with him on the five. We don't want him getting behind you. We don't want the pass getting beyond you guys. Let him catch in front of you and then stop him. And that's what I would be telling him, because that last pass that was not on mark, you had two defenders trying to go in and grab the ball and get the interception, and there was nobody behind the receiver. Had he caught that, touchdown.
Haverford has gone final. They knock off Interborough tonight 48-7. So the Fords will be ready for these Panthers 7 days from now. Here we go. Dalella, with 32 seconds left, has a snap. Back, steps up in the pocket, fires a dart down the middle. It's deflected and incomplete. Incomplete. Good work there. I think that was Wilson who got his hand on it. Was that 43 who tipped it? Hard to see there. Pretty good coverage, and got a couple of players in the neighborhood, nearly intercepted it, but it was intended for Serbeck down near the 10-15-yard line. 25 seconds to play here in regulation. Third and 15 now, and the incompletion gives Radner a chance to huddle.
Right, and of course now Radner's got a concern of its third down. They have two more downs. They got 25 seconds on the clock.
They go empty backfield with five wide. Williams and Dixon to the right. Dalella looking. He looks for that right side. Deep down that far sideline. Dead right in the seam. Spinning away is Dixon. And he's banged out of bounds inside the 10. And they'll put him down at the 6-yard line. Boy, he threw
seconds.
It right in that window, didn't he? Found the spot in the zone and said, go get it, Jameer. And he did. Down to the 6-yard line. And now with 17 seconds to play in regulation, the Panthers are going to have to
have to score on this play because they can't stop the clock.
Right, but onside kick wouldn't take much.
No.
They can't if they punch it in here. Dalella with five wide again. Panthers go with a four-man front, and now timeout again for Strathaven. They want to talk it over on defense.
as they went with a bigger package, took the nickel package off the field. But now, boy, can't say we're lacking for entertainment here, Mike.
No, we still got 100 people listening to us. So
as they should.
Yeah, I mean, they stuck with us on this one for a while.
It ain't over till it's over. All right, Pottstown has finished off Methacton tonight, 14-0. Pottstown knocks off the Warriors. Newman Goretti, 32-15, leading Bonner Prendy now with just 4 minutes to go. So Bonner's about to suffer their first loss of the season, or so it seems. Late in the third quarter now, Penwood has taken the lead on Upper Darby, 18-13. So Upper Darby trying to come back now in this one. All right, here with 17 seconds to go in regulation, the Panthers, hard to say, nursing a 20-7 lead,
yeah,
but suddenly
are, yeah,
at the 6-yard line, Radner going in from the 6 here. 5 wide. Panthers with a man coverage look. Fires over the middle. It is incomplete. Good work by Matt Schuler tying up Serbeck at the goal line. It'll bring up second and goal.
Good pass rush, too. They got the quarterback down. They had 3 guys in the backfield. That was obviously what they discussed.
And Delella needs to catch his breath there. They knocked him pretty good here. And they will bring in the play with Mark McKeon and give Delella a chance to stand there and catch his breath. So 14 seconds is what the clock reads. From the 5-yard line, 3 wide receivers to the left, 2 to the right. Delella in the gun. Back to pass. Quick pop pass over the middle. It is incomplete. In coverage is Evan Blake looking for Cam Williams. Good pass rush again with guys with their hands up. It forced a little double clutch there from Delella. Third and goal now from the 5.
And Blake was there, got his arms up too. Could have had an interception. It just went right through his hands.
All right. Delella, 10 out of 24 for 173 yards tonight and 1 interception. Trying to get Radner on the board here with 11 seconds to play. From the 5-yard line, 3rd and goal. Back to pass, looking. They fire over the middle. It's deflected twice and nearly intercepted, and it is incomplete.
No,
hit the ground. Oh, my. Almost coming up with the interception is Alex Shahadi, defensive lineman off the deflection, getting back in the play. I'm sorry, 64, not 54. That was Matt Dowdy diving back near the goal line.
Now we got a 4th down, no first down capability, and 6.7 seconds left in the game. It doesn't get much more thrilling than this.
Short of a defensive penalty.
Yep.
This could all but ice it here. All right, Radner trying to get on the board again. Margolis back in the ball game. He's in there at halfback. 2 receivers to either side. Delella back on 4th and goal. Man comes free, fires over the middle. It is caught for a touchdown. Dixon makes the catch with 3 seconds to play. So the Raiders have cut the lead to 20-13 momentarily. So still time for an onside kick in theory. So the Panthers will have to get that squared away with just 3 seconds left. But on for the extra point to try to make this a 6-point ball game is Jack Lindgren. On for his second extra point try tonight. 5'11", 165-pound senior. Takes his sidestep and awaits the snap. Ball is spotted. Kick is away. Long enough and good. Lindgren drills it down the middle. 20-14. 3 seconds to play. So the Panthers need to come up with a hands team and an onside kick recovery to keep this one clear. Be back in just a moment in 30 seconds for the conclusion of Radner and Strathaven. Stay with us on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
20-14. Radner needs, they've used almost every second of the clock to get there, and now an onside kick you would expect is forthcoming. Lindgren has it teed halfway between the hash marks. Strathaven with the hands team up front here. Going to try to come up with an onside kick, you would assume here. 3.2 seconds to play here in regulation. Lindgren lets it go. He's going to kick it. It's not going to go 10 yards. He flubbed it there, and now it's going to be Strathaven football at the 43-yard line. So the Panthers need one snap and take a knee to go to 4-0. So a little anticlimactic there. The onside kick went only about 4 yards. And, again, that's not something you practice probably every day.
No, it's tough to do.
It's very, very low percentage play, but either way, it's, again, good news for Strathaven, who is in victory formation. And you're going to have flag, you're going to have, okay, right, that's the illegal procedure on the kick that did not go 10 yards. So, all right, they just say illegal, like an illegal procedure play that did not go 10 yards. So, Strathaven puts Ryder under center one more time, takes the snap, takes a knee, and that will do it. Panthers 4-0 for the first time since 2005. 20-14 is your final. Well, we saw a good one, Mike. That went right through the wire.
It was definitely a good one. A little nerve-wracking, although the odds for Radnor to pull this out at the end were fairly remote, but certainly doable, and they fought to the last possible moment, so you can't argue with that.
Can't argue indeed, and can't argue right now. Hey, just get your wins. It's not always pretty. You don't have the highlight film type runs every night, but boy, the Panthers learned how to grind one out tonight. 3 and 4 yards at a time for the most part. A couple of big plays on third and fourth down to keep the sticks moving. 3 different ball carriers found the end zone tonight, and total team effort on the offensive side of the ball and defense as well. Be back for a quick wrap-up and talk a little bit about next week's matchup with Haverford. Be back at Radnor in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-8641.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Radnor High School, and boy, Mike, this was a fun one. We said before the game, hey, it's been a one-score game each of the last few years. We got one again tonight, as it turns out. Panthers in control, reasonably well for most of the fourth quarter, but it took every bit of effort from a terrific defense tonight, and the offense did just enough on several plays. You know, you end up with just needing 3 on 3rd and 3, and you get 4. You end up with a 4th and 1 or a 4th and 2, and you get 3. So many times where the Panthers just were inching out first downs, melting clock, and wearing down a very solid Radnor defense.
Well, the melting clock was part of the critical part of it. I mean, I think the analysis you're going to walk away with for Strathaven is we did exactly what we needed to win this game. We played an opponent who was as good as we expected them to be. We had trouble moving the ball against them. We had trouble having our big breakout plays. But trust the formula, trust the philosophy, trust the game plan, and keep pounding away. Don't give up any big plays and just do what has to be done. And they did that. And when they bent, in the second half towards the very end of the game when they could afford to bend if they had to. I wasn't crazy about the way they played that last series because I thought it should have been more prevent, not so much ball grabbing and things like that. But that's something to talk about. If they're in a situation like this, I think they'll play it differently next time. So we'll see what happens.
Well, it could not have been more even on the stat sheet. Total yards, 263 for Strathaven, 260 for Radnor. 15-13 in first downs. Strathaven dominates the time of possession, 32-15 and change. And but really what counts the most was the final score, 20-14. Strathaven goes to 4-0 for the first time since 2005 and has a very, very tough test on the road at Haverford next week with 3 Division I players in the offensive backfield. And this defense will be tested next week like they have not been yet.
Absolutely.
And they will need every bit of energy and effort and skill to keep up with the Fords 1 week from now. So we will be on the air at 6:45 next week from Haverford High School. 7 o'clock kickoff with Joe Gallagher and the Fords. And in the meantime, we'll have scores, stats, stories, and a whole lot more after on this
right.
game. Play of the game, of course, later this weekend. And, of course, JV and freshman recaps as well. Those guys are working just every bit as hard and into their game schedule now. So great to see the JV and the ninth graders in the mix now, too. So, thanks again to everybody at Radnor for getting us set up in the booth, to Pete Fulgenetti and Andrew Coffin for the stats and spotting, Mike Mayer doing everything on havenfootball.net tonight and in the days ahead with the website. Check it out over, check it out every day, frankly, between now and next Friday when the 4-0 Panthers will take on the 2-2 Haverford Fords in a big, well, probably their toughest Central League tilt to date. Final score, Strathaven 20, Radnor 14 on a beautiful Friday night. Good night, everybody. Brian Carroll, signing off. Good night and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening and good night.